All right. I think we can, our arguing would make a good intro in there somewhere, right?
No, we need a real intro. Welcome back to Puke in the Gang, episode 500. We did it. Woo!
Next That's podcast we start, we need to follow next rule and start at episode like 312.
Changing 500.
Next podcast we start?
What?
Yeah, like if we ever start a new show altogether.
Oh, a new, yeah. We can barely come up with ideas for this podcast. How can we start a new one?
My name is Brett.
Hello, Brett.
I drove here across the state of Pennsylvania this very day to be in the Puke in the Gang studio for this occasion.
Shoot
Welcome
yourself,
to the show. And to me, to Pittsburgh. And hey, Larry, thanks for joining us.
Larry's here.
I drove across the street to be on this show.
Pretty impressed. Pretty impressed.
To my right, we have Puke. Hey, Puke.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Thanks for showing up in my house.
It was easy.
You look like you need a more comfortable chair.
I do need a more comfortable chair. Andrew has my chair.
And you want to trade right now? To the fourth guy. Andrew.
Andrew's here.
Hey, Andrew.
Hey.
Taking chairs, repping BF Goodrich. Tires?
I'm wearing a tire shirt. It was free. But anyway.
Trying to be Tony right now?
I just want to say I've been trying to be positive lately in life. But man, with that positivity comes a lot of negativity.
What?
We'll get more into that later. But your first couple hours here today in Pittsburgh.
Make lemonade.
Were real tough for me.
Why? Because was it because of me?
Partly.
Why?
He finds you sexually attractive.
So.
Ah, suck a dick.
You got here and Puke and I were working on something for a while, which kind of took precedent over what I had planned to do today. So that was stressing me the fuck out.
Sorry. Well, you kind of told me to
shut
up.
But no. We were both working on it. It was fine. We were making progress. I was trying to help you with something, and it was helping me in the process.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Great. That's that's all good. That's fine.
Well, I feel bad because I get super pissed when you interrupt me with things and anxious and such.
Yeah, but I try not to factor that in to affect others. But then it affects others.
Time.
By the simple fact of me getting quietly stressed out and then like ready to explode. Because every time we see Brett just goes, all right, what's the eating situation? I need to know when we're eating, what we're eating, what the plan is.
Right.
Do you have plans? Do you have plans? How have you not made plans to eat?
No. No. What I did was be proactive instead of at 7 o'clock going, all right, what are we going to do for dinner? And Puke goes, I have salami. And Andrew goes,
delicious.
I don't eat.
You're like a reverse fatty.
I don't eat food.
Have a shitty time.
I have a can of chicken and I'll eat it in my bed.
Trader Joe's makes me angry.
Okay.
He's moved on from bed cheese to bed
chicken. I love to eat. I love to shop. I want to cook something and then eat it and take a picture of it and put it on Instagram.
Oh, God.
Officially the gayest thing
Fuckers.
Ever been
Another
said
reason
on this
not
show,
to get Instagram.
Yeah.
I love food. I love Trader Joe's and everything about that place. You know, if I can dream it.
Yeah.
Like I said to you guys in the car, if I can
dream
it. Yeah,
what can you dream?
Trader Joe's has it. Food-wise.
I imagine they don't. I dreamed Doritos and there was none.
They have their version.
I don't want a version.
They have Trader Jose's Doritos.
Seaweed Doritos.
Seaweed Doritos.
So,
this might be pretty good. Trader Joe's is an amazing store. I'm glad everyone's enjoying this Trader Joe talk.
I've been going to Trader Joe's on a pretty regular basis, and I get just a few things.
Okay.
I get bags of lettuce-like things. I get yogurt and
sausage. You were buying sausage here
Yeah,
for
chicken
a time.
Sausage.
Okay.
So that's about it, and I hadn't been to Trader Joe's in a while. I ran out of yogurt a long time ago, and I haven't had yogurt in a while, so I thought, I need to go to Trader Joe's to get yogurt. I've had yogurt from elsewhere, but there's fruit on the bottom. I don't like fruit. We've established this. Right? So I go to Trader Joe's. The yogurt's okay. It's edible. I can do it. It's good for you. So on and so forth. Learn today, yogurt, the carbs, has carbs.
Yeah. It's sugar. Sugar's carbs.
Didn't know.
What do you think the flavor comes from? Anything with fruit flavor.
So when you're on a low-carb diet, a full-fat yogurt is a good thing because it's got a lot of protein. It's got a lot of fat in it.
See,
but
I was buying the zero-fat yogurt.
That's for fags.
Oh, God damn it. So, yeah. So I say, you know
Even
what?
Even though I bought some today, but that I have my own reasons.
I kind of need to go to Trader Joe's, and Brett perks up and goes, Trader Joe's, that's where dreams come true.
Yeah.
So Brett goes, I want to go to Trader Joe's. Even though it's Sunday, I still want to go there. It doesn't bother me that it's a Sunday and every fucking chucklehead's going to be there. So
what the fuck's a chucklehead?
A lot of kept men, I would say. A lot of kept men.
Yeah.
Lefties?
Men who are, you know,
Not wearing the pants.
Do you ever... You ever wonder,
beta
like,
males, that what you're gonna...
all the guys that work there are way too excited to work at a grocery store.
I love that. I kind of like it.
But
yeah.
I appreciate that because my guy was like, he was like, would you like it all in one bag? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. And he said, oh, what you want, Tetris skills? And he mashed it all in there. And he was like, do you want the receipt in the bag or with your hand? And it was out. I was gone.
Right. But my guy wasn't a guy at all. It was a lady.
Those are the worst. Old cunts?
No, she wasn't old. She was young.
Young cunts?
But...
She talked to you about Jesus?
No, she wore all black and had a nose piercing, and I just thought that's not appropriate for a professional workplace.
I had a trans person.
Trader Joe's is not a professional workplace. That's where hippies go to pretend that they love commerce.
It's where hippies go to get jobs, but they don't really work.
If I were a manager at a McDonald's, I wouldn't allow my employees to have their nose piercings in during work.
Yeah. And that's why you get a job at Trader Joe's.
I guess.
Like, you realize the environment you're in Trader Joe's, right?
Right. Well, we get there. And I'm thinking, okay, the clock is ticking. I want to get these things done before the show starts. And now we're going to Trader Joe's. Right, the drive there took longer than normal.
It's a busy...
Because of traffic. It's a shopping area.
Yeah.
We get there, and I think, fuck, it's busy. All right, I walk in, and I'm just thinking, all right, maneuver through people, get my things, get to the line, get out.
Yeah, you got
to
be
strategic. Line took way too long. I was happy to see Puke was already outside and finished shopping.
Booyah.
When I was done.
Eat that, dick.
I was delighted. Then I thought, wait a minute. Who's the other person I'm with?
Oh, no.
What has my experience been like with this person at Trader Joe's? And he has to get food for 3 whole days. Like, it takes him a while to find a snack.
This other person is me.
Oh, no,
it's
Brett.
It's me,
what
Brett.
Happened?
And I'm sitting here just with a grin on my face. I know Andrew's telling a story, and I can hear by his tone he's complaining. But I'm not listening. I'm just reflecting on the positive experience that I had there.
See, Brett's
you
just
know,
happy
our,
to be at Trader Joe's.
Our minds are like film projectors. And the world is the screen.
For that.
Trader Joe's is our screen. What kind of movie do you want to project? A happy movie? A comedy?
My bulb's a black light.
Yeah, exactly.
You can see all the semen in the world?
Yeah. Now, is every man at Trader Joe problematic for me? Almost, yes. The man who waited on me is fine. The trans person was delightful. See, now I'm even doing the pronouns because I'm buying into this. Z said, do you want one bag or two? I said, do you think one is safe? And she goes, oh, Z. Let's take that again. Z said, I don't know. I might do two. I said, let's do two. You know, and I had such a grin on my face. When I shop for this portion of my eating lifestyle, this 3-day fat reduction part. Yeah. I spend $70 at any other supermarket, $46 at Trader Joe's. I got everything I want, and that was with the pressure, knowing that Andrew was standing by my car, smoking a cigarette, getting angrier and angrier in me by the puff.
Here's the problem.
Oh, even worse.
So Puke and I start walking to the car. We load our groceries in the trunk, and I think, okay, I got one bag of groceries in about 90 seconds.
Sure.
Clearly, Brett's probably going to walk out of here with 15 bags, the amount of time he's taken in there.
No.
So
I go into the bathroom in the middle and beat off.
No. Well,
this is why you don't know that yogurt has carbs.
Right.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't take the time to read the label.
Yeah.
I think, well, while Brett's in there, this is an opportunity for me to have a cigarette.
And a stroke.
Problem is, I didn't bring my cigarettes.
Oh, no.
So I said, Pew, can I have a cigarette?
Oh, no. I didn't bring
his cigarettes.
Yeah, we're going to a health food store. Like, you know?
I need to eat
when
it
in
out.
Rome. When in Rome.
No, everything in moderation. Oh. Health in moderation.
Okay. Yeah, right. Oh, good point.
Health in majority, smoking in moderation, if not ever.
So, then, I didn't have cigarettes, and I went, okay, well, maybe I can last. So, now we have a period of time to fill before Brett walks out. And what do I end up filling that time with? I fill
with
facts about food that I didn't understand or know about that ruined my day even further.
Oh, yeah.
Like this yogurt thing that I've trained myself to like because it's good for you. All the fucking skinny little twig hippies eat yogurt, right?
Right.
Yogurt, here are my rules for life.
Get some of that yogurt.
No, unless you're vegan.
Up to this point in my life, I stayed away from foods based on the people who ate them or whatever presumptions I may have had about them. So now that we've shifted to a more healthy diet and exercise and all that, I've determined that anything I thought about food before, just ignore it because it's all like anything I liked, I can't like anymore. Anything I didn't like, I now have to like. So yogurt is one of those examples. I never wanted to eat yogurt. Yogurt always disgusted me. Till recently, I thought, oh, yogurt, I can train myself to ingest it.
It's rotten milk.
And that's filling.
Mm.
I just realized Andrew's a food racist.
How so?
You said you don't like food based on who likes it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. No,
that's
I agree.
The Japs are top of the list.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to eat sushi because I'm goddamn squinty ass.
And these fucking Greeks.
Oh, with the olives.
The olives.
What about Italians and Greeks?
Yeah. What about their Greek yogurt?
Wait, what's a good racial?
That's all right. This is where it all falls apart.
What about their feta cheese?
This is where it all falls apart. I've determined that any conclusion I come to is wrong, and I don't know what is right anymore. If yogurt is bad...
I do! When it's my turn, I'll tell you.
Okay. Yogurt is bad. Then I went, all right, well, I guess I should just reduce back to meat and vegetables. And then I'm like, well... I've been trying to cut back on cheese, too, so I guess less dairy. But eggs are dairy. I eat a lot of eggs.
Yogurt's bad, but I guess Jesus is good.
Turns out eggs aren't dairy. Yeah. So
you got a lot of learning to do, son.
I don't know.
That's so amazing.
Then Brett finally comes out, and I'm waiting for him to like pull out like four carts, like shopping carts full of groceries.
Oh, yeah, shopping carts.
Comes out with two bags. Twice as much as us. Should have taken him 180 seconds.
$2.
I could shop with you, Brent.
Yeah. Brent? Like, you keep calling him Brent.
I say Brent.
Brent?
I know it's Brent.
Brent?
I could shop with you.
New guy?
Yeah. I always flip the labels over. Like, is there high fructose out?
Yeah, I want to read ingredients. Trader Joe's kind of, you can fast track the ingredients a little bit, but you still got to be careful because they're like... you know, especially when you're doing this part of the diet, there might be too much sugar, you know, things like that. Anyway, Andrew, we need to zoom out. We need to zoom way out. Like, do I have all the right nutritional advice for you? Of course not. Let's zoom out and look at the bigger picture, and I'll share with you one of my pain points that I think will help you. Like, I really like the way you're looking.
I'm just curious because I feel like nothing is going to help.
All right. You said to me, read the book, I Will Teach You to Be Rich, right? So I read that book, and I go, I don't know anything. I'm a piece of shit. Why am I in this position at this point in my life? And I say, okay, be more conscious, save more money. So every
on Amazon.com for $11.99, promo code PUKE.
I've been saving way more money than most Americans save every month for, like, the last several months, right? And then this month. So I'm getting, like, really focused on this, and I'm being really deliberate and really conscious of my spending and being, you know, tracking things and being disciplined. And then all of a sudden, this month, I had to spend a ton of money on my car, so my savings actually decreased. Mm-hmm. And I go, oh, motherfucker, this sucks. This is bullshit. I'm going to sell Bitcoin to make my savings go back up and shit like that. And I said, no, you know, this is terrible. This is like by trying to be more conscious about something, it shouldn't be stressing me out more. By bringing something into focus, it should be reducing stress. So what am I doing wrong? What's wrong with my attitude here? You know, because like more information never makes a situation worse. You know, like learning more.
Let's rewind the 2.5 hours for me, and that made my situation much worse.
So from an outside perspective, Andrew to you is to finance as you are to Andrew to health.
Well, no, because that makes us sound like we're antagonistic towards each other, right? These are growing pains. These are growing pains in our growth.
Sure.
The problem here is that Andrew assumes a lot of things. He's like,
yes.
Oh, I just thought hippies ate yogurt, so it must be good.
Yeah, exactly.
Hippies like brown sugar because it's brown, not because it's just molasses and sugar.
Well, see.
Like, so, I mean, you got to do the research and educate yourself.
All right, let's switch it into, like, SAT test.
Let's go to cars.
Times.
Andrew knows cars.
No, I was going to SAT.
Mustang's a good car.
That's not where I went.
We can go to cars. I'm a fan.
I was going to say, so.
The SATs.
Young Andrew.
Yes.
Feared yogurt.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
So. Older Andrew concluded that because young Andrew feared yogurt, it must be good.
You know,
young Andrew
I was afraid of stuffing.
Also feared kale. The same type of person eats yogurt that eats kale.
Right.
So because of that fear, both must be good. However, I'm not 100% sure on that. So fast forward later in life, I learn that kale is very good for you. Is kale good for you?
If you cook it.
If you cook kale, it's good for you. Okay. So I learned this, and I go, oh, I guess I was wrong about kale for the first 30 years of my life.
Yeah.
And then I go, oh, well, those same people who propagate kale propagate yogurt.
Leafy
I guess
greens.
I was wrong about yogurt.
Tuna is really good for you, too.
That grow along the ground, like kale and spinach, are covered with something called, I think it's called oxalic acid, and it's to stop like rabbits from eating it. So you have to wash it.
Is that a human
and you have to cook it. You have to cook it a little bit. No. It's something
it's a naturally
the plant produces it as a kind of
survival instinct.
Yeah. So you have to wash it and you have to cook it a little bit. Like you don't want to eat a bunch of raw kale or spinach.
And that's same's true for any ground growing vegetable.
Ground growing.
Right? Oh yeah, that's like the what was that? What was that cabbage or lettuce that had the E. coli problems here?
Cabbage.
Yes.
Romaine is what you're looking
for. Romaine lettuce, yeah. There's been a huge problem with E. coli popping up, I guess. They put out, like last week, they said, everybody throw away everything with romaine lettuce in it.
Yeah, to get real Pittsburgh on you, John Eagle said, no more romaine lettuce.
John Eagle.
Why you sound like you're from Texas when you talk about Pittsburgh?
Because I don't
John
do a Pittsburgh
Niggle.
Accent.
John Eagle.
All right, here's a problem.
Yeah, what's that? Did we haven't announced the show or talked about anything?
Not yet. Contradicting statements. So everyone who's into health food... Do they not say, eat raw food, raw vegetables?
Raw is
they do.
Raw is good.
You know,
raw is great.
Hang on.
You were talking about, I don't cook anymore. No. I just eat raw. Raw eggs, raw lettuce, raw cabbage, raw rabbits, raw everything.
Raw rabbit.
Raw dog.
I do raw eggs, but not in, you know, and I do a lot of salad.
Okay. But you just sat there and said, any ground green leafy vegetable, do not eat raw.
You would want to cook it a little. Why? What are you doing? What are you eating raw?
I'm taking a bag of lettuce and putting it in a bowl and eating.
No, that's salad. Lettuce is okay. Lettuce is okay.
Sorry.
Dark leafy greens. Spinach,
the
kale.
The cruciferous crunch from Trader Joe's. I'm taking that, putting it in a bowl, eating it.
Right. And let's rewind to a half an hour ago where I'm going, hey, Andrew, you know what you should do with that? You should get a pan and a little olive oil. And you go, no. A can of chicken.
Yeah.
And I eat it out of the bag with my hand. You wouldn't listen to what I was telling you to do. But then it's like, okay, well, I don't want to put pressure on you. It's not like you're going to die. It's like it's better for you to eat it than not eat it.
I'm just saying, spinach raw all the time.
If you're trying to optimize your diet, you want to eat, like, you want to move towards cleaner food and you want to move towards the optimal preparation for that food. The fact that if you're eating that instead of Twizzlers, congratulations. That's a step in the right direction. You shouldn't be discouraged.
What if optimizing the process of optimizing your diet goes against your principles elsewhere in life, like do not put a bunch of effort into simply eating food.
Feels like an Arby's night.
I agree.
Right. I have higher priorities than spending all day slightly cooking my cruciferous crunch.
So you make an event out of it, and you say, okay.
Ooh, an event.
I'm going to grab a podcast and listen to a podcast while I cook and eat for 15 minutes of cooking, 15 minutes of eating. That's usually my rule, right? Which means in the morning, it's enough time to make bacon and eggs. At lunch, it's enough time to whip up a yogurt.
And by dinner, your kitchen is filthy.
And at dinner, like I usually have a salad with my sardines or my salmon. You know,
Brett, this is very simple advice, and tell me if I'm wrong if there's any holes in this theory. Mm-hmm. When I think about food, to minimize the amount of time I'm thinking about food, I just look at the ingredients. Can I grow, or were these available like 10,000 years ago?
Yes.
Very simple.
Yeah.
I don't care if it wasn't available in North America. Like, does this grow on the ground? Does this have sugar, pig, whatever?
Pig grows out of the ground.
Pigs grow in the ground.
You know what? You drive a lot. Put one can of chicken a day in your gas tank, and you see how that car does.
You see,
so you're telling me
toxins.
I should consume nothing but gasoline.
There's toxins in the chicken.
I'm using Larry's example from our bonus show.
I see what you did there.
You know,
Mercedes are driven by cocks, so you put cock in the car.
Remember Larry's example from the bonus show? Like, make sure you have enough fuel in your gas tank.
Yeah, exactly.
You need to go this far. You need to go farther now than you've ever gone before.
This is why I just want to drink powder and nothing else. Like, give me powder fuel and that's it. I'll just get a giant pitcher of it. I'll get one of those Bubba kegs, and I'll just hit off that all day long.
Well, you could do an experiment where you go and you get some high-quality protein powder, and you add, like, I don't know, MCT oil or coconut oil to it.
Okay,
so you're getting protein and fat, and you could try to do that twice a day. But it's really not good to drink your meals. Like, you want to chew.
Okay.
Yeah, your jaws are going to atrophy.
Well,
drink some of this shit. I don't know what it is. It's horrible looking.
Look at that guy. I don't trust that guy already.
See, this
Good
is the
God.
Problem.
Yes.
Get your morning back. What a shitty attitude. Oh, you slave away in the kitchen all morning making pancakes and Eggs Benedict.
That guy's such a hippie.
Look,
he's Vimeo.
Powder.
Now just have a complete meal in a bottle.
We're looking at Soylent, by the way.
Sign up, drink up, tune up.
If it if it's made with soy, you're going to grow tits and your dick will fall off.
Oh, is that where they get the soy and soy?
And before we know it, your name will be Becky.
Okay.
That guy looks like he's a Becky.
Do they make piglins?
Look at this guy.
This could be you, Andrew.
I'm never doing this.
Oh,
this could be you.
I'm never doing this.
Breakfast and coffee without the mess. Oh, no, he's got silent. Coffee and breakfast in one bottle. I'm a hippie piece of shit.
If the soy is the Soylent, the soy in the Soylent means soy, are they trying to kill us?
I want to know what's in it because.
That guy works at Trader Joe's.
Oh, God, Brett, read them out.
Oh.
Soy protein, sunflower oil.
Yep. Isomaltulose.
Oh.
A slow metabolizing.
My grandma used to always tell me to go to the store to get isomaltulose.
How about this? How about this? In the movie where Charlton Heston yells, "It's people! We're eating people!"
Exactly.
It was called Soylent
Planet
Green.
Planet of the Apes.
Soylent Green.
So this is clearly a conspiracy to make us have no nuts.
Ten Commandments.
Right? Have you heard the term soy boy?
What the wait? Go back.
A soy boy is?
Scroll back up.
No.
Oh, you don't know about what a soy boy is?
This fucking hippie's working up at 9 a.m.? You would trust this guy? Like, oh, morning is 9 a.m.
Jesus. I slept in till like 7:30 this morning.
Isn't
and I felt like a piece of shit.
Well, it's 8:57.
No.
There's a clock in the background
we're
of the
digital
video.
Clock.
Or the, digital clock.
The clock.
Oh, yeah, I was looking at that.
There's all kinds of clocks on the screen, listeners. Anyway.
21 minutes into the show, and
you're
we found the clocks.
I just
you don't have a job. 9 a.m. You can wake up then.
Where is your morning going? What are you cooking that you're losing your whole morning? This is lies. This is lies to feed people soy. It's worse than the Charlton Heston movie.
Yeah, it'd be better if it was people. That's at least meat.
What was that movie called? Was it
Soylent Green?
It was called
Soylent
Alive.
Soylent Green.
No, not Alive.
Soylent Green.
No, the soccer team crashes in Chile.
Alive.
Oh. Alive. Okay.
What the fuck does that
It's Alive.
Soylent Green is a movie, too.
I read that book when I was 9.
I need people if it was legal.
That's a song. I don't remember by who.
I don't know. This is why I make my breakfast and lunch pretty simple because I have a stable of raw vegetables and like tuna, canned meat. So you could do the canned chicken or avocado or nuts and cheese. And like that's what I eat for lunch and breakfast is like a hard boiled egg. And that's
We all have solutions for me.
Right. My point is you need to find a solution for you.
Yeah.
And stop freaking out about everything.
But it's kind of fun to freak out.
And, obviously. And realize that that 17 grams or whatever of carbohydrates in your yogurt is not going to kill you because you're probably not eating much carbohydrates otherwise. And you need some carbs because we're weightlifting.
No,
is that correct?
We can wait for Larry to come back to get his input on this. But I would say if you have good metabolic flexibility, you should be able to switch from one fuel source to another. Like you should be able to use fat as a fuel source and you should be able to use carbs as a fuel source. But not everybody's metabolic flexibility is as good.
To put this in terms you understand, you got to be a goddamn hybrid car.
I just want I just want to make all this as simple as possible. I want to order the same thing from Amazon every time.
This is what I want. We want the same thing.
Just gave you the solution.
I think we have a business
Soylent.
Idea.
What?
Oh, we need to make Noylent. It's not Soylent.
I just want some Zatarain's.
We need to figure out how to package just protein in a glass that we can drink. And it's just like a tube of goop that you're like...
Is this your plan to sell your semen online?
Yes. It'll All be right. a combination of Go-Gurt and cat food. I think there's a business model there where there's just a tube of gooey meat that you squeeze out in your mouth and you're like, boom, done.
I think you just found a way to legalize prostitution.
Can I tell you my food history just really quickly?
Okay.
When I was younger and I was interested in like working out and eating right so I could get results, it was like, okay. Fast carbs, slow carbs, this kind of protein, that kind of protein. And then that was kind of like I couldn't maintain it. I couldn't ever stick with it. It would get too frustrating just because it was expensive.
It's a hobby.
It was eating up a lot of my mental bandwidth. And I stopped enjoying it because it was too complex. So then when I started meeting people who were doing the low-carb diet, I said, oh, great. This is just don't eat carbs. And it sucked for a while. I was eating tuna out of a can. In 2010, I was you. Eating tuna out of a can, except yours is chicken.
Okay.
Right? But both are like really
delicious,
you know, not ideal situations for a meal. And then
I started to, as I said recently to someone on my show, like, once it was automated, I said, okay, this isn't stressful anymore. Now I can actually enjoy putting thought into it. Can I make low-carb desserts? What kind of low-carb other meals can I make? And then...
Yeah, I tried your low-carb ice cream. That was shit.
So, but you lost weight, which is why I think I suggested that to you originally to do. And somebody else had suggested it to you, too. Like, if you want to lose weight... So you lost, like, 35, 40 pounds. And then you kind of hit a plateau. So I said, okay, here's another simple thing.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Here's another simple thing you can do. Do 5 days of this, 3 days of that, and then repeat.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're not stacking stressors on your body as much by depriving it of carbohydrates for like a long time. You know, like, it's stressful to your body to not have carbs, especially when you're working out the way we are.
Is it?
Even if you're efficiently using fat as fuel, like, to not eat carbs for a long time is an additional source of stress. So we solved that problem. We can eat these things on these days, these things on these other days. And it's, like, that's as simple as this can be if you want to be healthy, I think.
All right.
Well, that's so, like, yeah, that's one day we went to the gym and you were just like, oh, I can't fucking got no energy or anything. It was like one Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And that's probably what it was. You hadn't eaten much the day before. We wake up, go straight to the gym, and you didn't even have caffeine. So, like, your body just has no energy.
You gotta have caffeine.
Yeah. Keep that in mind.
He scared me.
Yeah, because that was shit.
All natural from the earth, unless it's caffeine.
But
we found that. Like, seriously, how do you justify that?
No, I'm not completely closed-minded. I'm willing to try the alt-shift thing again. I just thought it'd be simpler to not have to shift.
In my opinion, the alt-shift is nice. But the best diet is the one you're going to stick with.
Right. And I can stick with the low-carb thing.
Yeah.
Going low-fat, I had no energy. I didn't want to exist. All I wanted to do was eat more.
I would suggest if you're going to the gym to build muscle, carb up a little bit before then. It maybe the low-carb. What's his allowance for low-carb day?
It's low. It's ketogenic. It's like 30 grams.
Okay. That would do your 30 grams right before you go to the gym.
Okay.
And then that way, because there's studies that prove that, like, carbohydrates break down and actually help the protein synthesize into muscle. So if you're going to get any of it, and the same thing for diabetics, they're supposed to take like 40 grams of protein before they go to the gym, mm-hmm. or carbohydrates, sorry, before they go to the gym. You got to do the same thing.
And I'm open to all these ideas, and I know I'm giving everyone shit, but I also, when I get too open, I get burned. Like, we got
like
home,
the yogurt situation.
We got home from Trader Joe's. And
like
that
prostitute in Germany.
Yeah. Still burns. But we get home from Trader Joe's, and I think, all right, Andrew, stop being an asshole. Like, relax a little bit. Let's just eat some food and take care of what you need to take care of. And I go have a cigarette, and I wind down. I come back in. Brett goes, Andrew, you want to try this? And I go, what's this? And you're like, what was it?
Seaweed.
It was a seaweed chip.
Kind of.
Okay. And
it's
I go,
more like a seaweed paper.
Okay. Well, I go, you know, I was proven wrong. I was proven wrong on kale chips. I love those. Right? Those are fantastic now. So my favorite fruit is kale chips. It's a lot of effort. It's a lot of work to get very little food.
Well, you know, things that are satisfying are work.
I know. Anything worth doing is difficult. So I go, okay, I'll try this. I'll be open-minded. I'll try this thing out. So I take it. I'm real cautious about it. I pull it out, and it's translucent, which is kind of disturbing.
Mm.
And I sniff it, expecting to smell fish or something, because it's seaweed, right?
Yeah.
But I'm like, well, it's not fish.
No.
It's not sushi.
No.
And I think I've had Korean seaweed before, like cooked.
Yeah.
And that was doable.
Mm.
So let's try this thing. So I start eating it, and at first I'm like, why would I want to do this when kale chips exist? Like, I don't see any reason for this. But maybe it's magical. Maybe it has all kinds of magic sea benefits. Mm-hmm. That I don't know about. And I'm just trying to be open-minded about it. The next thing I know, a horrible fish taste and thoughts of fish eggs and sushi floating around in my mind and a horrible tornado of yuck. And I wanted to vomit. I had to spit it out in the trash can. And then I had to eat some sausage immediately to help deal with it.
So you don't like it? Move on.
So, yeah, exactly. Don't be open-minded. I get it, Larry. You're right.
No. Be open-minded. Try
no,
it. Spit
I,
it out.
I am. I'll listen to you. You're right.
Welcome to episode 326, Puke in the Gang.
30 minutes in, we hear how dumb Andrew is.
All right, we moving on?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Puke and I worked hard today, at least thinking about things.
Yeah, I woke up late, and then I started thinking about ways to like improve things with the show, get some shit going on. We Patreon and... PCL subscribers, all of our subscriber listeners, thank you very much for all of your support throughout the years. Thanks to your generous donations, we replaced our mixer that had gone bad. So we went out and purchased a new mixer.
I took 3 trips to the music store for this thing.
Good job. Turns out it was probably just the cable.
Well, it had other issues too. It did need
Oh, right. There was another channel. So anyway, I mean, thank you very much, the listener that purchased that for us, I think.
Yeah,
right. That was on our Amazon wish list back in the day, and somebody bought it for us directly.
And we liked it so much, we went and we bought the exact same one.
Oh, yeah, it's a great Yamaha
I considered
mixer.
Another one for cheaper, but we ended up deciding.
It was cheaper by like $30.
Yeah.
And it's like, why save $30 to have, like, buttons are going to be in slightly different positions and stuff like that, so why not just use what we know works? It's good.
I really like everything Yamaha. I don't know why. I always have.
Me too.
Whether it's an instrument or a vehicle or an engine, they're all great. Yeah. And I love the logo, the tuning forks.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just like Yamaha.
Dude, you know,
I'm a Yamaha dealer, and you went to the store.
Wait, who said that?
Wait, is
me.
That, is that? Oh, are you?
Oh, right.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. We didn't. I texted
you that.
Yeah, I just thought it. I thought it was for like high end commercial stuff, not like a $300 mixer.
No, that mixer's probably $180 for me.
Oh, fuck.
Why, Andrew? Jesus Christ.
I don't know, man.
Andrew just decided. See, he's like,
I'm falling apart.
Yeah. You refuse to go to Amazon, and then you're just like, I'll just buy in the store now.
But at least you went to your local business.
Thank you, subscribers, supporting local Pittsburgh businesses.
It's a cool store.
It was. Well, I mean, all they had was a bunch of guitars and amps, and I'm like, what is all this shit? I don't know.
But it was a bunch of guys in their 50s or older.
Yeah.
Weird balding patterns.
The problem with music stores is music stores don't have enough, like, non-instruments. I don't know. Anyway, I was going to say, like,
I came here for a caffeine and left with a harmonica.
Yeah. I like all the other audio equipment stuff, like the shit with knobs and buttons and whatnot. Oh. They don't sell enough of that shit in stores.
Well, you didn't look all around then.
Puke and
Beachy. I did look. I didn't see it.
There's like multiple floors to this place.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Anyway, Yamaha. Do you know how many times I have looked at Yamaha radios and wanted to buy one, and thankfully I didn't because they're very expensive, but my God, do they make good radios.
Who the fuck needs a radio?
Well, that's why I never bought one, because they're not needed. But for the past 15 years, every now and then I manage to meander myself over to a Yamaha radio for sale somewhere, like go to their website, and I just look at the stuff they sell, and I'm like, oh, that's a nice-looking radio. Anyway, thank you so much. So, thinking about the subscribers and how we can make it easier for you, the subscribers and future subscribers to this podcast, as well as mainly making it easier on us, because currently we have a system. You can either subscribe via Patreon, which is you sign up and you put in your credit card information, and then you have to email us to let us know that you signed up, or you can go to the link, pukingthing.com/VIP, and then sign up via PayPal and still have to tell us, and then we basically activate your account, and
then you got to figure out how to log in.
Then you, the listener, have to figure out how to log in, all that shit, right? It's kind of clunky. Then you have to go to your favorite podcast app,
which may or may not have the field so you can enter your login information.
Right, password protected feeds are still not supported, and a lot of stuff like we've had issues with a lot of listeners that try to use their iPhones. I guess the iPhone podcast app is a pile of shit. So anyway, we'd like it if basically what we're going to start doing is encouraging the use of the Patreon for the VIP section exclusively. I don't know how else to put it, but basically we're going to try and figure out some incentives. We haven't fleshed out everything just yet.
So basically, to sum it up, listeners, PCL listeners, thank you very, very much for taking us this far. Puke and I talked at great length about what to do going forward.
Uh-huh.
We have a lot of things in the works in the background, but the only way to do it is for us to dedicate more time and effort and more quality time and effort into the show. We have to save some time on some of the more maintenance things.
Right. I'd like to spend more time recording and having a good time rather than sitting at my computer like fiddling around with software and
Amen.
PayPal and all that shit.
Amen.
Right. I'm sure Brett can understand somebody who has way the fuck more listeners.
So
the
best way to do this is to switch away from PayPal over to Patreon. So we're asking all the current PCL subscribers, you know, please, you've been helping us out thus far and we really appreciate it. You've kind of gotten over the hurdle of deciding whether or not to help us and subscribe. So thank you, and I'm going to ask you to do a little bit more, but it's going to benefit you in the long run. If you enjoy hearing us, you're going to hear more content overall, long term, better content, and to do that, we need to switch over to Patreon.
So the way Patreon works is that once you sign up and find our podcast, you just search for Puke in the Gang, you can become a patron. There's currently, we have two levels, $5 or $10 a month. We're going to fiddle with that a little bit so that you know, the price levels are going to be the same or maybe even slightly less on Patreon than what we're going through PayPal.
Right. So we'll hash out the
details. And we're
going to
have some tiers so that, you know, you get some perks for doing this because it's a little bit of work. And the way it's going to work is that once you sign up, then you get a feed, an XML feed that you just plug into any podcast app. And then you get everything that we post to Patreon, which will be the Private Channel Lounge content.
Right.
Whereas before, you had to have the PayPal account, you had to have a Puke in the Gang account, and then you had to tell us, and we had to activate stuff, and then you had to put that password and name into your podcast app. This way, you sign up, you pay us once, it's recurring, $5 a month, and then you get a feed, and everything goes to that one feed.
Because we all know how fired up I can get when things don't go perfectly for me.
Yoga.
Right? So,
yes.
No.
An example of this is I listen to a lot of podcasts, but if I ever had to go to somebody's website and play the podcast from their website to hear it, then I'm probably not going to listen to them, and sure as fuck not consistently. Because I don't sit at my computer long enough. When I am at my computer, I can't listen to podcasts because I'm working and thinking about what to say in emails and things like that. So I can't hear vocals. So Brett, for example.
You do have websites on your phone.
Right.
And your phone will play through. Even if you close Google, it will play through.
But I don't want to stream it. And I've used the Google Player on my phone before, and it's impossible to like pick up where you left off. If you don't listen to the whole episode,
sure.
It's real difficult and frustrating.
That's a problem. So, yeah, we did solve the problem, though, on my end, right?
You hooked me up with some special thing.
Yeah, and I gave you a Patreon feed, right?
That's what you did, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know if I can look. So, anyway, I signed up for Brett's PCL equivalent.
Oh, okay.
And after I did, I'm like, all right, let's go hear this episode that he was talking about. And I went to go listen to it, and I'm like, I don't know how to get to it or where to find it. Everything just takes me back to the page that tells me to subscribe for so much per month. I already did that. What the fuck? I got to do it again? This is bullshit.
I hate Brett. You got to log in.
Right. I couldn't find where to log in. At least not from my phone. I couldn't.
Right.
And I couldn't find a fucking... I don't even think I set up a goddamn login. Like, at no point did it allow me to set up a login. Finally, I did. I had to create a PayPal to do it. I don't know what the fuck a PayPal is. Had to figure that out.
Right. So, yeah, that's why I want people to be patrons too, versus like I don't promote the AV Club anymore.
Right. So I said, Brett, what the fuck? This is I just signed up to pay money and now I got nothing.
Even though the AV Club is a gold mine.
You had to
gold mine.
Specifically go out and say, okay, here's a link. Like fast forward a month. You go, here's a link. Now you can access this stuff. I'm like, okay, well, I forget what I was trying to access in the first place.
Okay, well, you know, that's constructive feedback for me.
And I'm just saying, how many people am I representing with my feelings, like my frustrations, because of the way I consume podcasts? I know not everyone consumes them this way.
That's
but
correct. Yeah.
I consume them all through
and
my podcast.
That's part of the problem.
App.
We need to consume them all the same way.
Right. So anyway.
Anyway, thanks. We'll have more information on that coming up.
But yeah, please switch over. You'll see that does pukeinthegang.com/VIP.
Not yet.
Okay. It will soon be transferred over to Patreon.
Yeah, we're basically, when you type that in, it should just go to Patreon, make it easy for you.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I updated, it turns out that the contact page on our website was still like the old website from fucking 5 years ago.
Yay.
And it had our old address. Thank you, whoever anonymously sent us a tip that the old address was still on there. So I just updated the contact page completely, and now there's a link. Right on the front page in the row of menu buttons, the last one says contact. You click that. We have a new contact form, so you can still send us whatever hateful rantings anonymously that you want.
I hide that Ooh. Shit. I'm like, leave me alone.
So I just want to say that overall the chat seems to support this move from PayPal to Patreon, except for Nick.
Well, Nick put a lot of work into the PCL originally, and we appreciate all of his efforts. But this will also remove the burden that he still has yes. posting the PCL content. So he won't have to do anything else. And
in all fairness, the PT Cruiser sold a lot of cars.
All right. So the chat is talking about cars, which we've been ignoring. But it's very difficult for someone sitting here to not read the chat and bring it up.
Can I ask Nick says it's fine.
One more question about this.
Sure.
Sure.
Do we want to put a vote to the listeners on new bonus content section names?
Oh, well, yeah. We could.
Or do you want to save that but for the PC? I mean, I think getting the entire audience to vote to you know, we create a poll.
Yeah, it's going to be called VIP McVIP Face.
Bodie
McBoatface.
I have three great names.
All right, well, I don't think they should be discussed right now. I think we should have some time to think about them. Everyone can send us their suggestions.
On the new content form.
You don't take listener suggestions for something like that.
Okay, fuck you.
You tell the listeners. You can ask the listeners what they want to be in there.
Oh,
but listeners don't name it. I do. I'll give you three choices. You pick one.
Okay. So I think maybe we sit on this for a couple weeks before we really dive into the name.
Okay.
End of things. So we can think about it.
Absolutely. Right.
And anybody that's currently signed up as a PCO listener, you're not going to be missing anything. Like, we're still going to be posting to the PCL just like always, but we're also going to start doing the Patreon, and then eventually we are going to move exclusively to the Patreon in a few months probably.
Yes. So if, like I said, please, you know, do your best to transfer over the next month or so, you know, whenever maybe when your subscription ends or whenever your monthly due date is.
Yeah, however you feel. We're also, I'm trying to work on shirts. I want to start creating merchandise too. And I don't know if we should roll that into perks or if we should just open a store and sell merch that way.
I think that be discussed in a meeting off the air.
Yeah, we never have meetings off the air though. That's what
we did all day today.
Fuck!
Band meeting.
So,
we're 41 minutes into this first half.
Yes.
So, do you want to talk about anything else or go to the break?
No, I don't think we go to the break yet.
Okay.
So, Larry, Brett, and I, like I said last week, we're driving down to New Orleans in a few days.
Yes.
Ooh.
I'm pretty excited.
Ooh, la la.
Because for once,
Louisiana, la la. Abbreviation. Ooh.
I see what you did there.
La la.
I don't have any. I don't have any Creole music.
No. Louis Armstrong.
Morgan Freeman.
What now? Morgan Freeman.
One of the most proudest moments of my life.
What's that?
Is when I proved Dave wrong, and my logic was sound about knowing what language Morgan Freeman was fluent in.
Oh,
besides
okay.
English.
And how? What was that?
French.
Because
he owns a bar in New Orleans.
Oh.
And New Orleans, things are French, I guess. I don't know why. I just know that. And
Because the French went there in 1641
everybody. I'm sure there's some reason why it's all French.
Sure,
The important thing is I knew it was all French.
Ah.
So therefore, it makes sense that Morgan Freeman would speak French. This is the first night at Trivia. Dave from Trivia disagreed with me, and I said no.
Well, he was a pistol.
He did not have any good argument as to why I was wrong. No one had any good suggestions as to what language Morgan Freeman spoke besides English.
Yeah.
I was the only one who had any thoughts on it, and I thought, you know, if the options are Andrew's logic behind this versus no logic behind any other argument, we should go with Andrew's logic.
Can I just ram this point home?
Sure.
Después que estás un garçon. That's ever since I was a boy.
My second language is Creole French.
So
that I'm Morgan Freeman.
Right.
Ever since I was a boy, I narrated films. I'm always the narrator.
Should I be turned on right now?
So, and that's the end of the drop.
But yeah, I was proud. I figured it out based on a documentary I saw, and Morgan Freeman had a bar.
I want to hear Morgan Freeman swear.
Oh, you know what? I almost forgot to bring up before we end this first half. So we got the new mixer, right? And we're hooked it up. And I come downstairs after making some lunch, and Andrew is screaming with Larry's help. Everything is fucked or something. I don't know what you said. You're just like, you're horribly agitated and just angry.
Exactly.
And I had a feeling this was going to happen because you and technology, not a great track record. So you couldn't get the audio to come out of the board. And you're yelling. You're like, all the buttons are bare. And I said, compare it to the old board. It's sitting over there. We can look at it.
I thought, good idea.
We're like, all the buttons are the same and all this shit. And we're fiddling around. Mm-hmm. And there's these buttons that say on. And they're all off. There's no lights behind them. And you're like, what's this? No, when the lights are off, they're muted. When the lights are turned on, they're unmuted or something like that. Or you had it backwards. Anyway, it was hilarious. Turns out we just had all the channels
all the
muted.
Mute buttons were hit.
And that's why we couldn't get sound out of the bar.
Yep. So
you've only been using this mixer for how many years?
You know, it's four.
Okay.
Ish. Yeah.
Oh, poor Andrew. We've given him a lot of shit this episode.
Yeah. But I have to say, back to New Orleans, I'm excited because this is a trip that I didn't have to do much planning for a change.
What's
usually,
the point?
Every fucking trip, I am figuring out everything about every trip. And this is one I have to worry
about.
You
guys are just going down there for the titties and beads?
Brett figured out the car, and I figured out the house, and Andrew figured out he's going to buy a handle of Jim Beam.
That's done.
What's the event, Brett?
It is called Renegade University and School Sucks Project Present, a weekend with Thaddeus Russell co-starring Brett Venat. I added the last part. It's actually not on any of the event literature. But this historian and author and I, Thaddeus Russell, he's been a guest on my show like 30, 35 times. Very controversial. Very annoying to some people in my audience.
Oh, no. Well, we know how that goes. We've had people. I think we have an email about you.
That motherfucker's gonna die.
The emails.
Anyway, if it's the same guy who's been giving me a hard time.
Oh, I don't know. It's anonymous. Our email. That's the problem with, I guess, the contact page.
It's an anonymous. All right, so
we might be able to tell by the horrible grammar. It's gonna be a fun read.
It'll take some work. It'll be a hard job to find this person and choke them.
Brett's a doo-doo head.
I'm not going to kill. I wouldn't kill somebody for criticizing me.
You know, I don't want any punches to be pulled. And since this is the free side that is kind of unrestricted.
Okay.
We sort of restrict ourselves in what we can or cannot say. But if we were to do something like read these emails for the PCL, then we could unrestrict ourselves.
Oh, I'll kill somebody in either feed.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, fine.
But you want to go?
I'm just saying it's an idea. We can discuss it during the break, which is coming up shortly.
Too hot for PATG.
Maybe I don't know. I haven't read the email. I have no idea. But
too hot for PATG.com.
Too hot
before
for MP3.
Before we move on to
what was that lady's name, Brett?
What lady?
The PATG.com.
Pat Gaudet.
Pat Gaudet.
So
good stuff. Thank you for retracting that and
all right.
Correcting it.
Oh, of course.
Here's something I want to work
that,
on.
Andrew?
I want to work on finishing one topic before moving on to another puke.
No.
I've been drinking both coffee and whiskey.
Before the coffee and before the whiskey, I was having the same problem with you.
Shit.
So Brett was telling us about this event in New Orleans, and I kind of wanted to finish talking about that before we discussed emails or Pat Gaudet or Brett on his show.
So what are you waiting for?
Tell us how you really feel.
Okay. So I am excited for this trip. I really have no idea what our timeline is other than when we are leaving. And that's it. I know that Larry wants to do things. I'm cool with it. Whatever you want to do, Larry, I'm down. I'm not going to argue. I'm not going to propose better ideas. It's up to you.
I want to eat Zatarain's on a fan boat.
Okay.
While playing jazz flute.
I want to throw spaghetti into the fan.
I thought Zatarain's was like a seasoning.
No, it's rice, my friend.
No, that's Uncle Ben's.
You're clearly mistaken.
No, Zatarain's is a seasoning that they sell that it must be from...
Aren't you thinking of Tony Sacheray's?
Zatarain's, the San Francisco treat.
No, that's Rice-A-Roni. We need to have a Rice-A-Roni and the Zatarain's
off. You're getting your Bay Cities confused.
Nope.
Look at that.
Does that say a New Orleans treat? What? Can we get a zoom on that?
New Orleans. We could get this anywhere. We could probably get this at Giant Niggle.
It's better.
Oh, absolutely.
It's better in New Orleans, I think.
This is in like every gas station, probably.
It does look like the perfect meal, though. It is sausage with rice
biscuit mix.
And peas.
Mm-mm. I want to go to Elizabeth.
Oh, look at that. Sausage and some rice.
Sausage and rice.
Oh. Time for jam season, boys.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Anyway.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I've never been, so that's why I said yes.
And there's not titties there like year round, right? What? You know,
not with that attitude.
Titties.
I feel like if you're a businessman, they throw lanyards at you.
Oh yeah, that's what I was saying. I got lanyards we can bring. We can try and place those on respectable looking women, and maybe they will take off their tops for us.
We shouldn't assume that it's just a city where people reveal their titties.
I just thought, well, you put something around someone's neck
and they're obligated,
like beads or a lanyard or your hands.
Hashtag that's me too.
That's a good video series. Surely somebody must have done that, where they just run around New Orleans with beads to like nunneries and school children. They throw them the beads and scream, "Show me your tits."
School children.
See what works. Yeah.
I'm beyond screaming, "Show me your tits."
I've never screamed that.
I have.
Let me visualize your boobs. What? That's a
and who?
I just scream it up myself. Oh, like, okay. I wake up in the morning and just scream it. You know, it's energizing way to start the day.
Okay.
Oh God, we're sharing a house. But it's gonna be, "Show me your tits."
We did. We rented a very small Airbnb that Larry picked out. It looks kind of cool. It looks like it has a nice patio. I think most of the time we spent outside.
The owner's cool.
Owner's cool, apparently, and it's close to shit. So I'm excited.
I'm excited for that too, because I was going to stay in a hotel away from you guys, which means we'd be spending even less time together while I'm there, because I'm going to be busy with this event. You know, Friday night, all day Saturday, most of the day Sunday. So we'll at least get to stay together. We'll, you know, connect at the end of the day, and we'll...
You'll get to see each other's tits.
Oh, yeah. But, man, I could have been in a hotel by myself, beating off.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
Andrew's got a black light, so...
But it's like 25 minutes away. And, I mean, this place is going to have a bathroom. I can beat off in there.
Good.
The owner requested... There's no additional payment for you staying there. He does want a case of Yingling.
What? That's it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't get Yingling down there, apparently.
Oh, really?
Anything across the Mississippi.
All right.
Oh, transport.
Holy
cross-
shit.
Oh. Holy shit, I can't play drops.
Oh, sorry.
Is this a Smokey and the Bandit kind of thing?
That's what I was thinking. That's not Eastbound and Down. But I say we Smokey and the Bandit this shit. We need a... I'll be the distraction car.
Yeah.
And Larry, you got to learn to drive a truck.
Rabbit.
I can drive a truck.
Okay.
Shifty gear, murder prostitute.
Yeah, we need an 18-wheeler, full-on 53-foot trailer... with one case of Yingling in the back.
Oh, man.
Hidden behind boxes of soap. Okay, cool. We got that figured out. And on that note...
I don't think I have that song.
I say we go to break.
During the break, we're going to listen to a promo from the Private Channel Lounge podcast series event. Something? I don't know.
What's it going to be?
Who knows?
Well, let's...
I think...
I got a show to edit.
I think
still.
Andrew still has a show to edit.
Yeah,
so
I don't know if
we
promoed that, but...
Brett might have already released it.
No, I haven't even. I haven't even opened it yet.
It's Andrew judging the chillin.
Chillin?
Children. I might have already promoted it. I don't know. I don't remember.
If it's like, already been whatever.
The shit gets hard to keep track.
Yeah.
Of, like
whatever comes up next. It's a clip from the PCL, which should be understandable at this point after how many of these we've done.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you want to hear more of that,
yeah,
we don't need to say exactly what it is. We could leave it open.
Yeah, maybe we should start doing that, because it gets very... How many... Like, we've done 155-some PCL episodes, and every time we go to promo, we're like, oh, fuck, what are we on?
Yeah, I know.
What do we do? Let's just make it generic and say, hey, here's a clip. Fucking figure it out. Sign up.
And I
then
do think
find it.
Some of the funnest times I've had on this show have been on the PCL.
Oh, absolutely.
Some of the deepest we've gotten on this show has been on the PCL. Some of the most...
some of the most heartfelt, serious...
Also the most various, like music shows or shows about Brett's family.
Some of the deepest, most intimate shows we've ever talked about.
Every time we get together, we know we've got things to talk about. We are special friends and we have hard times, but we also have fun times. We have recording equipment and we have a way to put what we record on the internet. And we put some of it behind a paywall, so you faggots will pay us for the extra work we do to entertain you. Nigga, nigga, nigga.
Did you hear about the swastika down to
Oh, my God. There was a swastika?
Freaking unbelievable.
I didn't
know that. It's right in the news. Look it up. And then they all go to the news site.
What's this in Keene?
It's like, I swear to God, deep inside, they're like, I wish there were hate crimes here so we could get outraged about it. But there's not. There's swastikas.
Because what makes a liberal fuck happy? Yeah. And the
best thing that could happen if you're the news is a bomb or a shooting.
Yeah. They're like, well, nobody's killing anybody in Keene. So let's. Oh, my God. What if it's the news reporters sneaking into Keene State? Scratching swastikas everywhere.
Yes. 5, 4, 3.
You didn't say 2 or 1, so I don't know what you're doing. All right, so Andrew wanted me to bring up this topic, which I brought up to him. So, in a way, I'm bringing it up on myself.
You brought it up to me? I don't recall. Oh,
I was at Giant Eagle yesterday, and this douchebag.
How much of our life revolves around grocery stores?
I know.
Now?
This is insane.
What's happening?
I am a larger male, and this is one of the times that it has played in my favor. One of the few times.
Okay.
And whenever you start going to the gym, he's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to, yeah, macho man, nacho savage. This is one of the few times it actually played out for me. So I'm sitting in the fire lane, car parked.
Okay.
Yeah.
Car parked.
Have you ever been to the Settlers Ridge Giant Eagle? It's a very large grocery store.
I've been to a grocery store, so I will imagine it in my mind.
Okay, so girlfriend had a red box to return, so I pulled off on the curb, out of the way, so she can jump out of the car and return a red box.
Mm-hmm.
Where I parked happened to be a pedestrian painted lines.
Uh-oh.
I was just barely in it, front of my bumper, maybe a quarter of the way in.
Like inches, or?
My car was a good foot into it.
Okay.
So I was in it, yes. But the exit door is about 30 feet to the left of this pedestrian lane.
Okay.
So it's like pretty useless. And the other side of it goes straight into a curb.
Okay.
So right. I'm like, what the hell?
No one in a wheelchair is getting through there.
Yeah. So I pulled in there. I pulled off the side, let her out to go return a movie. And she was looking for another movie. This guy comes out and he makes a right out of the door, walks 30 feet.
Okay. So the guy comes out walking, not driving.
Yeah, walking.
Well, so, it comes out of the store, comes out of the parking lot, I don't know.
So he goes and he walks into my car and hits his bag off it and gives me a head
shake. Seriously?
He gives me a head shake.
So he walked down the sidewalk,
parallel
to the front of the store, and then decides to immediately turn into your car.
Yeah.
And with space everywhere around.
He hits a bag off my bumper.
Wow.
So I look at him, I shook my head, and he looks back at me, and you could tell he's like, I fucked up. Like, he just keeps walking. Walking away, and he shook his head. And then he gets in his Kia. Go figure.
Yeah.
So he, but anyways, he walks across this walkway, makes it about a quarter way across, and then realizes, oh, shit, my car's at a diagonal. So he walks in this crosswalk, maybe 2 steps, in the painted lines, and makes a diagonal to his car.
So the only possible reason is just for what he want to be a dick for some reason.
Yeah, like, this is a territorial thing that people who aren't in cars have
pedestrian rights.
Pedestrian bikers.
Oh, yeah.
Again,
like, share the road.
If we are going to share the roads,
right,
they need to share the bike paths.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But this guy was upset because you infringed in his pedestrian space.
Yeah,
he had no problem going in the car space, the areas designated for the car.
Exactly.
Before he was in his car.
Yeah, did you lean out the car and be like, get back in the pedestrian zone?
You should have walked up with a shopping bag full of kettlebells.
I
hit him.
I stared at him. I was like, what are you going to go home and beat your wife? Like, how angry are you at life?
Yeah, probably. I'm going to guess Democrat.
This is his wife beats him.
Yeah.
And he did get in a Kia, so I laughed.
This is where we need to take a cue from Larry David.
Oh, and? Okay.
Larry David would not stand for this. He is the social assassin.
Yeah.
He would confront this person and explain the error of their ways.
So I did 2 moves. Basically, I just stared at him.
Okay.
And he just kind of walked away real fast.
Mm-hmm.
And then as he got in his car, I was in the pedestrian walkway. I'll give you that. So I did an asshole move where I backed up.
Oh.
I backed up about 12 inches just so my car was still in the pedestrian zone.
Mm-hmm.
So when he looked back in front of his wife, he's like, oh, look at that asshole. I was barely in the crosswalk. So I made him look bad in front of himself and his wife.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. That's why, like, Andrew gets this way a little bit sometimes where he'll honk at people a lot. He likes honking at people.
That's what you have a horn for.
But I'm nervous about doing that because you can't see the person in the car.
I don't care what they look like.
But what if they're insane?
That's racist.
Right. I only honk at blacks. No, my point is like you know, it's, what if you had just lost your job and your kid had died?
Yeah.
And you were stroking a shotgun, contemplating suicide in front of the giant eagle.
I mean, I wasn't, but what if I was waiting for my handicapped grandma to come out from getting her pharmacy pills?
Right. And you weren't actually impeding anybody.
Yeah, I wasn't. Like, know? He had to go. It wasn't like I was parked right out of the exit door where he had to, like, immediately walk around.
You weren't in
his path. Yeah.
He had to veer to you.
He went out of his way
to prove that I was in the thing. Yeah, I don't know. People are assholes and lunatics.
I mean, I appreciate somebody speaking out against a perceived injustice.
Yeah.
However, there has to be some practical thought in this.
Yeah, okay. Like if I was right outside of the exit door, I would be like, all right, good move, guy. I'm a dick.
Yeah, if you were, yeah.
Yeah, but he went out of his way to make a right, to make a left, into a pedestrian walkway, which went into a curb. To take two steps in this walkway to make a diagonal to his car.
Yeah, this is why I wish I was allowed to kill people.
No, there's better things. If you kill somebody, their suffering is over.
Ah, that's a good point.
You need to correct them. That's what the horn is
this
for.
This is why I want to be able to give them thinner.
That's why I made him look
Stephen King.
What?
You guys ever see that movie, Thinner?
Oh.
No.
The old crazy gypsy lady? I forget who was in the movie, but she just goes, Thinner. And like strokes his cheek, and then he loses a metric fuck ton of weight and dies.
That's why I made him look like a bitch in front of his wife. What's more demasculating than that?
His life.
For him, probably everything.
Well, he's probably going to beat her when he gets home. So that's
you know, speaking of assholes, what's your guys' opinion about taking the weight plates off the machine in the gym?
I got upset.
It's courtesy. You should do it.
Should you take the plates off the machine? So we were doing our workout.
No, there's... Okay.
So last week we talked about you being... Dick, your dad.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Being a dick.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I turned into that. I snapped at you. I was real frustrated. So the leg press machine.
Okay.
Arguably one of the machines that carries the most weight.
Yes.
Right? So the plates are 45 pounds each.
Yes.
And every time I've ever walked up to it, it's had a couple of 45-pound plates on it. And I thought, oh, good. I only have to add two more or whatever.
Okay.
Right? So we... are finished with it, and I start taking a couple of plates off, but I leave on the two that were, like, always there. And then Puke's like, you're going to remove those plates? And I go, why? So someone has to put them back on? Like, no one's going to use this leg press machine with 20 pounds on it.
How do you know that?
Women?
Yeah.
I've watched women on this thing. They do just as much weight as I do.
But again, you're justifying your action. Like, I'm going to do something that's socially...
You're justifying your laziness.
Yeah.
I would leave the two plates on because anybody, the guy who hit Larry's car with a grocery bag can leg press 180 pounds.
Yeah, and exactly.
I think any woman could too.
Right.
My thought is, no whenever one's gonna I don't do. Be racket, it's going to be the crippled kid that gets on there.
Oh, the crippled kid. I forgot about him.
I think it's common courtesy. The same way where Andrew could justify, oh, I'm not going to wipe the machine off of my sweat because the next guy's going to be sweaty.
When have I ever said that?
You haven't, but that's the line of thinking that you're going.
No, one does not equate to the other.
No, you guys are both on the same wavelength. You both are thinking about the next person.
I'm trying to.
But I'm trying to use logic and not follow a simple rule. For example, it's the middle of the night. I'm at an intersection. Uh-huh. The light is red. I can see for miles all around.
Do I sit here like a fucking sheep and take
the weights off?
Yeah.
Why do you have a leg press at an intersection?
But that's not inconveniencing the next person that comes along.
I'm sitting there following the rule. There's somebody behind me who can see all around too, and there's no one coming. They would like to go.
How about you guys?
Like to use their brain and decide it's safe for me to proceed, yet I'm following the rule and holding them up.
How about you compromise? One plate left.
Sure, but that wasn't part of his plan. Yeah. I said, how about, this isn't the army, Puke. I got very mad and I yelled at him and I felt bad immediately.
Yeah, well, I said,
but I said, this isn't the fucking army. You can make up your own goddamn rules and use your fucking brain to decide what to do.
And I said, don't be a piece of shit and take the weights off.
And that's why I got
mad. It'd be great if you went for it. Like, the army's a joke. You're a joke.
In the army, we learn to take the plates off.
All right, so
Maggot.
Brett agrees with me. Larry agrees with Puke?
I'm in the middle.
maybe leave one plate on each side. I think
if
that's pretty reasonable.
Yeah, one plate shows that you were thinking.
But your argument was all the way off. Plates off.
All of them
off. My argument was they're going to put them right back on. Oh, and by the way, the rack doesn't even have space to hold these plates,
so
I have to lean them against the wall, as opposed to where they're going to go right back to the next time somebody walks up.
Yeah, but I was thinking about myself when I get up to a machine and it's got weights on it, and I have to take them off.
45-pound weights on it?
And then have to put them... my weights back on.
But if the leg press machine, it's pretty obvious the weights that people are going to end up having on
there.
I'll give you a comparable example.
Mm-hmm.
So at our gym, it's a powerlifting gym. Everybody there is strong.
Yep.
We have what's called a belt squat machine.
Okay.
And I leave one plate on it.
You are a...
Yeah, you're a son of a bitch.
Yeah,
but everybody in there...
Scum of the earth.
Can probably do five plates easily, even the girls.
It doesn't
matter.
But
I reduce...
The rule.
I have my 10 plates on there. I'll reduce it down to one plate.
But the rule is zero.
No.
Rack your weights,
If you rewind, I said one plate is a compromise.
Yeah, I know. I'm just giving him shit.
Yeah.
I think one plate is a good compromise. Because it shows you did effort to remove the plates.
Right, but he wasn't even compromising.
No.
I
say remove them all.
Yeah, you were saying remove
them all.
Well,
you both weren't compromising.
No. I did not leave all the plates on there.
You left two.
Right. So if I wasn't compromising, if I was taking a harder stance as he was, I would have said, no, they can remove the plates. They can do it however they want. That's what we had to do. Fuck them. That's the opposite of his argument.
You were thinking logically. I'll give you that. Hmm. But logically and courtesy would be one plate.
Yeah.
Right. And also, sometimes logic and courtesy go hand in hand. And that's what I was trying to say.
All right. You win this time.
Oh, how about that?
WWAD.
Yeah.
WWADD.
What? Anyway. I'm sorry for getting mad at you and yelling, but I was right.
SSP feels different.
Yeah.
I'm done with the gym now.
Okay.
Can't go.
Been listening to Brett's show a lot lately, and I noticed something, Brett.
Mm.
The show just has a different feel to it. It's hard to describe, but for a long time, your shows start the same way. You play a little clip from the show. And then you talk about it a little bit, and then some music plays.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually some finger popping music, you know.
Yeah,
it's good music.
Yeah.
Get that jazz cabbage feeling a little groovy.
And then the show starts, and the music slowly fades out, and it's a nice, very smooth way to intro a show. I like it.
Right.
And the music can sometimes set up the theme or the feeling of the show that's about to follow.
Right.
Like, you're not going to play super fast music on a very depressing, sad show.
Okay.
Right? But lately, I noticed something, and if I didn't know you, and this is my first time listening to School Sucks, and I listened for a couple weeks, I would be thinking to myself, wow, this man has some interesting, good, and exciting taste when it comes to anything in his life, and I'm judging this solely on the music that's been used in the intro. So I just want to congratulate you for the phenomenal music. It's varied. No song has been the same.
I'm a jackass.
It's been... No, you've had everything from rock and roll.
Is this music that Andrew listens to? Is it Andrew's music?
A lot of it came from Andrew's. I've been going to Andrew's playlist.
That's what it, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Wait a minute. Are you saying this is a backhanded Andrew compliment for Andrew?
This is definitely a CompuSalt? No. Wait, what's the term?
A double compliment.
Yeah, I can't remember.
He's complimenting me through him.
Yeah.
Through a compliment to him.
Nice. Yeah.
But I just wanted to say,
good job.
It makes me very happy to hear it, and I like it, and cool. I'm happy about it.
All right, cool. I was worried this was a serious constructive criticism.
No, I don't actually have
we
those.
We don't have any of those, no.
Yeah, but that's that. I just wanted to mention that. What else?
Notice that the music's way louder than the audio, though.
Yeah, I need to fix it. I'm working on that.
That's hard to... As
DJ
the person
Brett.
That edits this show, like, it's hard to get it to match. Like, because people are talking, and then you go into music, and it's like, holy fuck, that's loud.
But I'm matching by the level, like the decibel level.
You can't do
level.
That.
Yeah.
No, you absolutely cannot do that.
Yeah, because, like, music, when you're looking at the waveform, it's like a wall of sound, and I think that makes it sound louder than, you know, speech is up, down, pause, up, down.
This is the exact same problem we were having starting the show today, trying to set the headphone level. You kept yelling,
right.
The music's so loud. And I said, yes, but it's only as loud as our speech. However, there's just more noise happening when you're listening to
music.
And
I was requesting that you would set it like speech so that I could set my headphones back normally. And you're like, it is!
That is like speech. If you wanted it set,
this is a hate speech.
That, yeah.
If you wanted it set like music that you could speak over, then you can't say set it like speech.
Here comes treble.
I just wanted it. I wanted noise at the level that it needed to be at, because then I was setting my levels to the music, and then I couldn't hear myself through the microphone. And it was very confusing for me. What the fuck was going on?
The last podcast seemed very quiet, the talking. I don't know. I'll work on it. I appreciate that.
Either way, the music's great. I like it.
Cool.
It is. He does a very dramatic intro, and then it goes to the music, and you're like, oh, yeah, I'm excited for this shit.
Yep.
I'm great to hear that. That's great. Thanks.
So, I think we kind of established the answer to my next question.
What's that?
Earlier in the show when we explained how stupid I really am.
Yeah, did we?
But, you know, I had a discussion with Brett on a topic that was sorry, I'm trying to formulate my thought here.
Everybody in the studio was like, oh, what's
no
happening?
Brett has intelligent discussions about topics that are unknown to me. Like, I don't know anything about these topics.
Yogurt.
And then I listen to Brett talk, like yogurt. I listen to Brett talk about them or debate them with somebody, and then I go, you know, I didn't know shit before this conversation. I still don't now, but I'm going to formulate opinions on it and you know, explain them to Brett.
Absolutely.
And I explain my opinions, and he always does a good job of making me not feel stupid and making me feel like my opinions are worthwhile to have. Yeah. But I'm not sure that they are. Like, I base them on nothing.
Yeah.
So should I even bother having them?
This is why
and who the fuck am I to have opinions?
But you've been saying your opinions are better because of this.
Yeah, it's a joke that I tell people to to sort of protect myself if my opinions are wrong.
That they're better because you don't actually have any information?
Right. Mm. I go, here's an opinion based on nothing. And then I explain it.
Because I feel like there's been a lot of stories on this show, like where you pat yourself on the back for this, where you start with two people at the table beside you and you go, Dale, you went to college, right? And Brett, you also went to college?
Yeah.
So you guys have like, what, 12 years of college between you? All right. Let me tell you about why I know more than you guys about this thing. That story has happened several times.
Yeah, I know. But the reason I set it up that way and I explain how my background is non-existent on whatever subject it is so when I'm wrong, I just go, well, that's why I didn't go to school for that.
Mm-hmm.
So you have an out.
Yeah, so I have an out. But at a certain point, a bit or a joke turns into reality. And do I really think that? And should I stop thinking that? Should I stop having opinions? And I feel like based on...
I feel like that's going to really slow down our show content.
Yeah, maybe. But I don't know. Maybe I'm just a big idiot that should shut the fuck up.
The other thing, too, is opinions are subjective. So doesn't really matter. I mean, we live in the post-truth world, right? So your opinion can be whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, but I don't want to be one of those assholes that has a shitty opinion.
Oh,
well, okay, so this is what I've said.
Like, is there a specific example?
People would try to diffuse arguments with me back in the past, and they'd go, well, you know, in the end, I guess we're all entitled to our opinion. And I'd be like...
That's a huge cop-out.
I would never say that.
You're entitled to have an opinion without, you know, being decapitated, but it's not like your opinion should be taken as seriously as mine if I know something, right? Like, I had this conversation where...
Right. Well, that's the difference between educated opinion and...
Well, that's what I was saying to this guy, and this guy was really smart, and I was trying to be nice about it, but he was, like, a total lefty, and I'm like, where do you get information about the world? And he was British, too, which is all kinds of other problems, usually. Not that it's...
You do hate your Brits.
To, like, leftist stupidity, but it's much more likely. And he goes, I watch CNN International, and I watch CNN here, too. And I say, okay, so you're getting your information through a filter. Right. And like you're talking about something, you're interfacing with this through one source. And this is something that I spent a lot of time researching. So like you have this job. If I came to your work because I read your job, I mean, like you're basically watching CNN and thinking you understand the world is basically like me reading your job description and thinking I can do your job.
Right. Yeah. And the justification I have for continuing to formulate opinions on things is look, I am not an expert in this, but more than likely, neither are you and every other asshole who has an opinion about X, Y, or Z. Now, sure, there can be experts out there, but most likely people are just consuming media at a very superficial level and formulating an opinion on someone else's opinion on this topic.
That, yes.
I am going in with never hearing about this topic from anybody, therefore no one else's bias is impinging upon my thoughts. My thoughts are pure.
You're like Arnold Schwarzenegger in the movie Twins, right?
Yeah.
You've been on an island.
Get to the chopper.
By yourself.
I am some ignorant, giant, baby-like
man.
Does
that make you Danny DeVito?
No, but you're wise somehow. You know things, and it's like...
No, Andrew's always had a good knack for just shooting from the hip.
Shoot from the hip. Yeah, sure.
Is that a jizz reference?
But
center hip.
But if we can justify me shooting from the hip, so to speak, then we should be able to justify anybody shooting from the hip. And I don't want to live in that mm-mm, world.
Mm-mm, No.
So you're saying I should stop?
You have wisdom.
Mm.
You are intelligent.
Mm.
Yeah, you are.
Like, we just spent the first half of the show explaining why I'm not intelligent.
You can't determine your whole like intelligence.
But if you're able to spend a half hour
your
on
knowledge
it.
Of yogurt.
Okay.
Right? Because there are smart people who've never even heard of yogurt.
Name one.
Yeah, Africans.
You think go to China. How many Chinamen? How much yogurt do you think there is in China?
Chinamen. Is that racist?
No.
For Asians? They're doing fine. If they're doing fine, nothing is racist.
Is Chinaman a racist term for Asians? Because I've been saying...
It would only be racist if you called a Korean a Chinaman.
No. I do.
I know a Chinaman lives down the road.
Oh, I don't believe so. I think that's...
But I don't think they care because they're doing well.
No, because they used to be Orientals, and then they said that was bad, and I replaced it with Chinaman.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. That's
I've better. Been doing it on the show for years.
Wikipedia says potentially contentious.
A potentially contentious?
Yeah. Well, right, because look at this. Could be used in parallel with Englishman, Frenchman, or Irishman.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, fuck them. Because, yeah, I think, like, because they used to say, like, Chinaman in the old TV shows and stuff.
Yeah.
And then the white guy with the fake buck teeth would jump out, and he'd be like, ting tong, ting tong.
John Wayne would be like, there's a Chinaman downtown.
Yeah, so I think that's why it garnered the negative connotation, but... You know, like they have the Fighting Irishman, the sports team.
But I call a South Korean girl a Chinaman.
That's probably going to be offensive.
I think the men part is more offensive.
I don't know.
Than the
SW
geographical origin.
That's why we just stick with gook.
I don't know when to use the word geographical versus geographic.
The world has gotten so complex. It's like, what do you even? How do you
just
even
say
know
Chinaman?
What to say? Yeah, Chinaman. I think
as far as offensive language, Chinaman's probably the least offensive term you could be using.
We were having this discussion, Brett, recently. I think
Chinaman has ever heard of yogurt. That's my point. And they are taking over the world.
Yeah,
Africa
yeah.
as well. They don't like cheese.
Are we looking to them for intellectual
authority?
It's so
authority? Goddamn hot. Would you want to put milk in that?
I don't know. I'm just saying I watched a show once about food, and the guy was like, yeah, Africans. I think he was an African guy, and he was like, you know.
See, this is what I don't
want to do. I guess the Chinese are the same way because they don't have cheese on any of their food either. It's just rotten milk when you look.
But here's what I don't want to do, Puke.
What's that, Andrew?
You just give a perfect example. Okay. I don't want to go, you know, I watched a show about this once, so here's my opinion.
Yeah.
That's what I don't
want to
do.
That's all I ever do. I read the headline to a news story, and I know all I need to know about it.
I want to watch a show about something and go, I don't like what I'm watching. Here's my opinion as to why it's bad. Yeah.
There's too many Chinamen on this show.
I don't want to just go, I just don't want to watch something and go, I agree.
I do. All the time, I guess. My opinions are based on ignorance.
If that's I called all foreigners Chinamen, is that like maybe distributing it a little better?
Yeah, it's spreading out.
Yeah, that would be funny because you... Like, you go to Scotland, and you're like, what's up, Chinaman?
No.
Just be confused.
Only in America.
Americanman.
When in Rome, you know.
Yeah, Roman.
But when in America, call him a Chinaman.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So, well, this is interesting, because we brought this up a few weeks ago. When
nobody ever uses Japanaman.
not
until now. Oh, my God. Japanaman.
Americanman.
Americanaman.
Japanman. Japanman.
Brazilman.
So,
sorry, what?
We were discussing in the car. I don't know who brought it up. I think it came up naturally, but...
The Germanman car?
No. I don't know. but Brett and I were talking, and someone said something that could have been construed as racist, possibly.
So what, this was the last time I was here?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I said, you know, at what point does something stop being a joke and become racist? That's a very hard line to determine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So part of me thought, well, as long as it's a joke, it's not racist. Like a racist...
Well, see, here's the problem is that the term, the definition of what is and isn't racist has just changed to encompass everything.
Right. And I don't care about most people who think that.
Yeah.
However, I thought, okay, well, as long as I'm not taking a racist action like hurting somebody physically, but you can still say racist things. There are things that could feel racist to me or to other people, and all these jokes could feel racist to some people, but not to others.
You could also say just real quickly that, to be completely serious and break my Puke in the Gang character, unfortunately, for a second, that allowing... that kind of talk. I mean, this is, I'm not sure I agree with this argument, but it creates an environment in which people can take the other stuff further, right? Like it feels like it's acceptable to go further if the language is tolerated, like that kind of thing.
Right. And I'm not sure about that either. And this is why I think it's interesting to think about briefly before we move on to another topic. So not solve it, just put it out there.
Sure, sure.
But, you sit there and you say racist things and racist jokes and you laugh at them and they're funny.
I didn't mean to do that.
But if you say them enough, at some point, do you start believing them?
Or is racism like, is everybody who's a racist just think they're kidding?
Right. Exactly. Like, think about this. So, you know how sometimes you make...
Which is not true. That's a very rhetorical question. No, it's not even a rhetorical question. The answer is no, because people are racist. There's, like, I was talking to somebody about this last night, like, not wanting black people to move into your neighborhood, maybe even taking some kind of action to stop a black family from moving into a neighborhood is not... There's no joke. There's nothing funny about that.
So, well, think about it this way, though. So let's apply this next analogy to the racial thing. So you know how we all make fun of certain people, like saying the word
brah,
instead of bro. Like I wouldn't even say bro.
Yeah, bro.
But then you could take it further and say brah, and then like you joke with your friends and you say, "What's up, brah?" Or you're kind of like doing it in a tongue-in-cheek way.
Yeah.
Eventually, it becomes part of your language.
Yes.
And it's no longer tongue-in-cheek. It is how you are talking.
This is how I started using emojis.
Yes. So has every person who started saying the word bra, every person who is a bra or a bro, did they all start ironically?
Of course.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
So this is the thing. We're saying racist things in part to make fun of racists sometimes or to make jokes. But at what point do we switch over and become the racist?
I don't think we do. I hope not.
I don't know. I think
there's no hate behind it, though.
And at first, there's no sincerity behind the bra.
Right, but saying bro versus, like, that's not a hateful action.
I'm just saying outside of hate, the trajectory is still the same. At first, it's tongue-in-cheek. It's a joke. It's trying to make fun of something, or it's kind of like a callback to maybe a movie line we saw or said or something.
But if you're making fun of racism, then you're not racist.
But
like if I'm saying chink in a funny way, but if I see an Asian man and I call him a chink, that's racist.
No, that just means you're a pussy.
wait, why?
Because you won't say it to their face, but you say it behind their back. That sounds pretty racist.
I just said I'd say it to their face.
That's the thing. That's the thing that would be racist.
What?
To say it to their face.
Why?
Because there's hate behind it.
No, there doesn't have to be hate behind it. You can't make a chink joke in front of a Chinaman.
Give me an example. All right, I'll be the Chinaman.
Okay.
Hello, Andrew. Shit! I suck at this. I'm the worst. God damn it.
So I like to talk about how they should change the Oriental to the Disoriental. And if I am willing to say that in this setting or in any setting, I should be willing to say that in front of a Chinaman.
And that wouldn't be racist.
It would be racist for me to change my speech because of that Chinaman's presence. Would it not be? If I don't feel comfortable saying what I'm saying in front of that person, is it not like that inherently makes it racist.
Well, this is a pointless argument. And I'll tell you why. Because racism is about power, right? Mm-hmm. So now we live in a culture where it is perfectly fine for black people to be racist against white people, right? That's basically become
and that gets
acceptable.
Back to if that group of people is doing well, then you can't be racist against them,
right? Or no, but in that case, the argument is that because there is a power disparity, black people cannot be racist. So whatever black people do is mm-hmm. not racist.
Right.
Right. Right. But white people are almost always being racist because of the power disparity. Now, this is a fuckfest of an argument because then there's going to be people who say, no, there's no power disparity. And you skirt over the fact that there actually is a power disparity and there's a real problem to solve. But by producing this kind of antagonism and pitting people against each other like this, like the real, like the actual problem solving, it just becomes this emotional thing, and the actual problem solving takes a backseat or can
nothing
never be
is solved.
But that's kind of the goal. I mean, the people who perpetuate this stuff, that is kind of their goal.
Here's an example.
Okay.
Danny writes in, he says, great example of an Andrew style old man gets away with anything fantasy, plus it's car related.
Okay, so just to give a little bit of background, my
video of
fantasy
something.
Vacation is to be a senile old man for a week.
Oh, right.
Because
okay.
when you are dubbed senile, you can do anything you like.
Okay.
Like
pinch a hot girl's tuchus.
Exactly. You can David Copperfield.
Ah, yes.
Right.
Okay. Well, let us know what you think about that.
Who the fuck do you think you are?
So this is a parking lot.
A nigger!
Say it again.
A nigger!
So this is an old man, and he's kicking a woman. She's black. And there's like a parking attendant who's just standing there, barely.
So this old guy goes on
me. Call me an
nigger
again.
Nigger.
You're the one who said the fucking wrong.
Nigger.
Back up.
Oh, this is terrible.
Yeah.
And I think it's because she parked her Toyota poorly.
Fuck you.
So
yeah, the old
is
guy.
That racist?
Wait, that's a Jaguar.
No. I'm sorry. You,
back up.
If I back up, you can see
the old guy.
Yeah. I mean, she deserves to have an arm cut off for parking like that.
Let's see.
But
regardless of her race,
the old guy's the dickhead here.
So you can see that her shitty Toyota Camry,
yeah,
is poorly parked.
Yeah.
And I guess it pissed off the old man, and he lost his shit.
Okay. Well, first off,
Andrew, is this your fantasy? Yes or no?
kind of, but I wouldn't play it out quite that way.
Right, because there's no reason to bring the race into it. You can just say, you stupid bitch.
Yes.
Gender, however you can.
Right.
Right.
I would no. I don't have a problem using gender-specific negative terms.
I think it's better to call a woman an asshole.
Or a cunt.
Yeah.
No. Don't.
No, that's fine.
No, dude, let's not do that.
You shouldn't.
It's funny to call a woman an asshole or a dickhead.
Sure.
Call a woman a dickhead.
Sure.
See what she does.
Yeah, because you're judging her by her actions, not by her things she can't change.
That's first, like you when women say, suck my balls. Or
yeah, that's great. I love that.
Yeah.
Suck my dick.
Right. Yeah, or suck my dick.
And then you go, wait a minute. A woman's never said that to me before. Women don't have dicks.
However,
and you're like totally disarmed.
I don't see any problem with this coming to blows over this horrible park job.
I mean,
that is justified.
The fact he dropped an N-ball at her, that's over the line. She's an asshole. She's a stupid fucking parker.
Yeah. Also,
she's not black. She's not Asian. She's not white in this scenario.
Yes, but so okay.
Old man's driving a Lincoln, by the way, Brett. So
he's not driving that Jaguar.
No, okay. No, he's in the Lincoln.
So he's upset. He shouts, and
he kicks like a fucking girl too.
I think he went wrong by not being a little more clever about his retaliation against this bad Parker because.
BMW.
I appreciate getting fired up over a bad parking job.
Yeah, but that's the easiest
thing
to
do. That's the action,
it's
not
like
their...
To call somebody the N-word because they...
Well, now we're all afraid to say it when all of a sudden, after all of it on this show for so long, we're all...
I feel bad.
Yeah,
this
I know,
makes it real.
Right?
This shit makes it real.
I know. So,
no, he can call her everything but an N-word.
No. I don't,
in this scenario.
No. I don't, regardless of what words he used, he should have done something. What I would have done, and Puke has seen me do this before, is I would have parked
Super
up
close.
Against her door to where it is absolutely impossible for a 2-year-old to find their way into that driver's seat.
Mm-hmm.
That is how you retaliate against a bad Parker.
Here's the real problem with society. Police are looking into an incident between an older man and a black woman as a hate crime after viral video shows him using racial slurs and physical violence against the woman.
So
the incident appears to have begun over a bad parking job by the woman and a man identified as Los Angeles resident Frederick Shinerock yelling and eventually hitting each other. He also was shown using racial slurs against the woman. Santa Monica police arrived and cited and released Shinerock at the scene.
Yeah, that guy should be punished.
Hold on.
But no citation for the lady that can't park for shit? Come on.
Well, so the guy screams, and you can yell and say whatever you want and deal with the consequences, but was she not the first one to physically attack the guy?
Well, here's the problem with social media and viral videos is that it's some guy sitting in his car. You see at the beginning of the video, he's fiddle fucking around, gets out of the car, walks up to the scene. We really have no idea what happened.
Okay.
All we know is that, bam, we started from this point with no context, and obviously the old man is clearly an angry old asshole and probably not a great guy.
Yeah, the guy's a piece of shit because, A, he swung at a woman and called her a racial epithet.
Right, but
he's
a feeble old man, which doesn't justify him kicking a woman. However, what if she ran up? Like, okay, he said something, okay, that upset her. Her response to him saying something was to actually attack him.
So his response should not be swinging at her and calling her an N-word.
His response wasn't swinging at her and calling her an N-word. His response was shouting.
Yeah,
and her. Let's just state in this fictitious scenario. If her response to him shouting was to attack?
As far as we can tell, the first incident of physical violence in this video is she punches him after he uses the racial slur.
Then just be a feeble old man, take a shit on her hood.
Right, I'm all for shitting on the hood.
Yeah.
However, I don't... him getting cited and her getting nothing...
We don't know that she got
nothing,
because
we don't like the words
according
he used.
To the article, there was no mention of her being cited for
anything. Yeah, I mean... So if she swung on her first, she should definitely be punished. However, the old man, it shows his lack of intellect to immediately retort to the N-word and swing at her.
Sure.
Right.
But if you're a feeble old man being attacked by a young woman who is punching you, there's no problem defending yourself.
Yeah, defend yourself. Call her a bitch. Call her a skank. Call her a C-word.
That's not defending yourself. Swinging back is defending yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the problem here is we have two assholes going at each other.
Yeah.
But the one asshole is considered a worse person because he used a particular word.
Right, and calling it a hate crime when there's really no... I mean, aside from like...
I hate bad Parkers.
I don't think you could call that assault, what they're doing. They're just kind of like kicking at each other. Like, I mean, maybe that's technically assault, but to say that he's committing a hate crime... Like, a hate crime was supposed to be a racially motivated crime. Just saying the N-word is not a crime.
Right. That's the problem, is that the definitions have been blown out of proportion.
I think the hate crime would be if he, like, rounded up the boys and, like, burned a lowercase t in her front yard.
Right. Well, I think hate crimes, that's a mess, too.
It's a double entendre.
It's kind of another subject.
Like, anyway.
Hate crime, the same thing.
Both people are awful.
Thanks, Daniel, for sending us that random email that came in handy.
People should be publicly punished for their actions that affect others, like taking up two parking spots with your shitty 97 Camry.
Yeah. I mean, that's really the problem here, is that
like nobody would have
cameras.
Here's the thing. What if that was an Aston Martin parked taking up two spots?
Or the Jaguar that's right next to
it. Nobody would have any problem yelling at that individual.
No, how about this?
They'd call him a rich asshole or something like that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Calling an old white man the N-word, suddenly funny.
Yeah. I like that.
How about that?
I do like that. But what if he's a sweet old man?
What if he called her a cracker?
That would have made the video a million times better.
Yeah. Is Shinerock a Jewish surname?
It's definitely not black.
I'm curious. What if he's Jewish?
I have no idea.
Shinerock sounds Irish.
Yeah. What's his name again?
Shinerock. Fuck, I just closed the...
Daniel Shinerock?
Frederick Allen Shinerock.
Frederick Shinerock. I'm looking him up.
So, last week, I went and saw a movie in a theater. Haven't done this in a little while, and it's rare that I do.
Really?
And I wanted...
I'm very excited because, like, the other week, I took a day off from work. I woke up with a migraine and said, fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
And then later in the day, I was like, oh, I'm going to go see a movie. Because why not? my day off, right? Anyway, it's great to be able to go see a movie without having to drive over an hour. Because when I lived in Keene, there was a theater that was a pile of shit, like the old single-level seats, terrible, uncomfortable seats, screens with like Coke stains on them from kids chucking Coke at the screen and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I went to a really fucking nice theater and brought my whiskey and did a little day drinking and watched the fuck movie did I see?
Must be some good whiskey.
Yeah.
It's a great movie, obviously.
I forget what I went and saw.
I Pee Wee Herman that shit.
Yeah. Oh, Ready Player One.
I heard that was good.
Yeah. It was all right.
I know it's not. So I went and I just wanted to see a movie. So I said, well, what do you want to see? And we couldn't figure it out. And then I said, well, what's playing?
Andrew was on a hot date.
And I saw Avengers, whatever the new Avengers is.
Infinity Wars
is playing.
Yeah.
And Puke was I don't want to see that until I see Black Panther.
Got to see Black Panther first. It's in line.
And I said, well, yeah, and the Avengers movies, I guess they're kind of good in theaters because they're a spectacle, right?
I meant N-word Panther. That's pretty lovely.
That's the name of the show.
No.
Name of the show, no. Puke Gets Level 1.
No, N-word Panther.
I was going to go with Eggs or Not Dairy.
Okay, right.
So, you should do Eggs or Not Dairy in quotations, you N-word Panther.
So, I thought, okay, well, that makes sense, Puke. And I decided, A Quiet Place.
Sure.
That's a movie that I heard good things about. Yep. However, I fucking hate those kinds of movies.
Horror movies.
Yeah, I guess you could call it horror.
I think it's considered horror, or at least
I'd say more of a thriller.
I like horror movies.
So,
different kind.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't, because I saw the movie It recently, and that's an obvious horror movie because it's just ridiculous, like demonic nonsense. Whereas this is more of like a science fiction thriller.
There's not a lot of gore in this, and it's a PG-13 movie.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh.
So
I'm out.
But I hear it's really good, and Rotten Tomatoes said it was really good.
A Quiet Place?
Yes.
A
Quiet Place. John Krasinski, Jim from The Office.
Directed it. That's crazy.
And he is one of the stars in it, and his wife, Emily Blunt. And they
also
were
crazy.
They were both very, very good.
She's
are they?
Not, well, she's really hot, and he's a goofy guy from The Office, and you're like, whoa, how'd he land that tail?
His wife is Pam. What?
Yeah.
So
A Kanye Place is awesome.
I don't
SNL clip, by the way.
Okay. I don't think I'm going to spoil anything.
You better fucking not.
We've all seen the preview.
I would like to see this film.
If we've all seen the trailer for it, we kind of know how the movie plays out.
Okay.
PATG trailer review?
Sure.
Trailer commentary?
Okay.
Why not?
So bring up A Quiet Place trailer.
Full-headed Andrew.
But to set it up, it's something has happened and there are monster alien things that if they hear you, they hunt you. That's the first title of the trailer. And it just shows newspaper articles about having to be quiet.
Right.
And
it's
the
like
world
exposition,
is,
the world is over.
Yeah, the world is over. It's been like a zombie apocalypse or something. And now we're alone on a farm. We're signing back and forth to each other.
Sign language, yeah.
We cannot speak. We cannot make noise. We have to be quiet everywhere we go, walk in bare feet.
Sideways.
Walking around leaves.
Step on a crack, you break mother's back.
So it's a family, children, parents. They're trying to live and exist in this world where you cannot make any noise.
Why wouldn't they go live near the ocean? Something that was loud. Uh-oh, this kid's found a toy. Fucking kids.
It's a rocket that makes noises.
It's technically the space shuttle, thank you very much.
And there's something undescribable coming through the woods.
Oh my god, this looks great!
A noise monster.
Yeah, they have signals. Everything's very quiet. A shotgun is not going to be quiet. Oh, fuck, she's pregnant.
She's got a stethoscope. It's a flashlight.
Right, so
A lot of quiet scenes of
if anything is going to get spoiled, I think Puke already spoiled it by just simply saying what he saw in the trailer, which is she's pregnant.
Oh, really? Is that what
I feel like this movie would be much better if it said sponsored by WD-40.
Well, think about this. If existing requires being silent, giving birth could be a loud process, lots of screaming and things like that.
Crying baby?
Then babies. A baby comes out. How do you keep a baby quiet? You can't reason with a baby?
No, you smother that bitch.
So this movie, although not an Andrew movie at all,
yeah,
was fucking awesome.
Okay.
This was such a good movie. I don't think I've ever seen a movie in my entire life, and I've seen a lot of movies.
New York Times, or I was going to, New York Times reviewer Andrew says, not an Andrew movie.
Can you type in a Kanye place? Okay. And just halfway through the video? Because the first part, it's kind of slow.
So I just want to say, I have never seen a movie that builds tension better than this movie.
Really?
It was unfucking believable. And you know what? I'm going to totally spoil it.
Wait, what? No!
I'm going to totally spoil it.
Spoiler alert!
Why?
Here it comes. We can't stop him.
So at the end, the only word spoken in the entire movie, by the way, is, you know how in PG-13 movies you're allowed one
fuck? F-word, yeah.
So at the end, everything falls apart, right? And the wife, Emily Blunt, just yells, fuck me, right? And then Michael Scott walks up and says, that's what she said. And then it just fades to black.
All right, so this
so
is...
you didn't really spoil it?
No. That was just a stupid joke. While Puke was loading this. So anyway, we're watching another trailer.
No, this is Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, but it's a movie trailer.
Trump tweeted, Kanye, we don't care.
Kanye is a distraction. We should only talk about what's important. Because you are monsters. And then I guess also, like, the midterms. Because, like, what's happening with that? I don't know. I can't keep up.
Guys, is this how the movie was ended?
No, Kanye.
No, there's a lot of whispering in this.
All right.
Sorry, Larry. We can't watch this.
It's
not
good
for listeners.
Not good.
A Kanye plays Saturday Night Live. I'm sure it's hilarious. I'm going to watch it after the show, though.
Yeah, Donald Glover.
He was on Saturday Night Live last night.
Yeah, Charles Gambino.
That's where that came from.
He is unbearable.
Oh. Is he?
What?
Top three guys I'd go gay for.
Why is he unbearable, Brett?
He's just such a lefty.
Is he? Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know. I don't know much about him other than I know it's very cool to like him.
You don't like him because of his politics. I'm not familiar with his politics.
I'm not familiar with that.
He's talented. He's a talented guy, though.
Yeah.
I like him for his talent.
Yeah.
And his dick.
Who from Hollywood is not a lefty? Very few people. But
so, speaking of...
A Quiet Place you recommend. Do you recommend a theater setting due to the sound design?
Oh, yeah. The sound is very important because, like I said, nothing builds tension like this movie, and sound is kind of the enemy in this movie, right?
See, that's what I'm.
So you can imagine the sound is very carefully constructed for this movie.
Now, what if you're in a theater and somebody's eating fried chicken behind you and commenting on Kanye?
Yeah, I was worried about... Like, wait a second. I was worried about that, too.
I don't know what... I didn't say anything.
Because right before the movie started, like... When it got quiet, for the opening scene, I heard a lot of bag crinkling, and I thought, God damn it, this is why I don't go to fucking movies.
You can't have a quiet movie nowadays.
As soon as the movie started, I never even acknowledged the existence of other people, whereas normally when I go see a movie, all I'm thinking about is these fucks to my left, these fucks in front of me, that fucking child back there, the kicking of my seat. Mm-hmm. That's all I can think about during a movie normally, and I can never enjoy the movie. Enjoyed the shit out of this one. It was fantastic.
I won't take my first bite of movie theater popcorn until the movie starts.
That's a good plan.
Now, I also open my bag of gummies because I like to put gummies with my popcorn.
Fucking gross.
You know?
Weed gummies?
Awful.
Weed gummies?
No, gummy bears or dots are ideal. I mean, this is not something.
I've never heard of that, but it actually sounds delicious.
It does because you get
so
salty and buttery,
and
right?
Sweet. Yeah.
With sweet in your mouth at the same time. It's like.
I'm with you on this.
No. Yeah.
I don't like popcorn, really.
All right. Since we're on food again.
Okay. Yogurt.
I may have brought this up on the show before, and if I did, then just stop me.
Insider Trader Joe's is a new podcast.
Brett, earlier you asked me, you're like, you don't like a good blueberry cobbler?
Yeah, right.
And you're like, is that a sex move?
No, Quest Bar flavor.
Right.
Have fruit!
And there's no way I'm going to like blueberries.
Is that a racial epithet for a shoemaker?
And what? How the fuck do I know what a cobbler is?
Yeah, he's never had dessert with fruit in it.
How don't you?
I don't know. I think.
What is a cobbler, Puke? Explain cobbler to me.
I believe that a cobbler is a pie. Like, basically, it's pie, but instead of a pie with the crust on the outside, it's where you just put the pie filling in a pan and the crust on the top only. So basically, it turns into a goo of delicious.
So what you're telling
basically
me,
basically turned into a cobbler.
Is you got a Quest bar blueberry goo with a thin crust of pie-like thing on top of it?
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
How does it even come out of the package as a whole thing?
They figured it out.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So they froze it? Is that what happened?
I don't know.
Because I don't think physically this can work. So I'm pretty sure no one has determined what a cobbler is.
I'm just amazed you've never heard of a cobbler.
I've heard of cobbler.
Okay.
Cobbler refers to a variety of dishes where a fruit or savory filling poured into a large baking dish and covered with a batter, biscuit, or dumpling before being baked.
Hold on. A dumpling, as far as I can tell, and from what I know, and I've had many of dumpling-like things, is a dumpling not a pocket surrounding some kind of filling?
No.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes.
Sorry, I was...
Andrew's so stupid. He doesn't know
Dumplings, when you have chicken and dumplings, the dumpling is a piece of dough that you put into the chicken soup, and it boils and cooks kind of like a bagel. There's nothing inside of it. You're thinking of a pierogi or a ravioli.
Which is a dumpling.
In China...
No!
A wonton is a dumpling?
Yes!
A pot sticker is a dumpling?
Fuck! Yeah, I don't know.
A dumpling is a dumpling.
But there's types of dumplings that don't have stuff in them. It's just bread.
And the dumpling is universally loved across many different cultures.
That's true.
That's what can bring us together and end racism. Dumplings. Think about it. The Chinese with the wontons.
Yeah.
A cobbler.
The pot stickers with the Chinaman or whatever Chinaman country we're talking about.
Right.
I think we settled on chicks.
The Jews like dumplings. Jewish dumplings. The Polish people with the pierogies. The Italians
dumplings.
With the raviolis. The Amish like dumplings.
I don't... Made out of what? Wood pulp?
Never had a better dumpling than some kind of Amish dumpling with a chicken filling.
Oh.
Made out of cheese.
Okay. Phenomenal. Yeah. Had it in Florida.
But if you take the dumpling and turn it into a dessert, you get a cobbler.
Sure. You could fill a dumpling with some gross blueberry goo shit.
Why are blueberries gross?
Guys, why are they good?
You're a minority on this.
Like, it's just...
Why is a sweet berry good?
This looks like a great way to stain my shirt. And be grossed out in the process.
This hearty peach cobbler looks good. Yeah. God damn it. Yeah. Thanks, shirt in a can.
I just rubbed it on my...
So...
You don't have to eat this stuff lying down. You don't have to eat in bed.
You
don't have to eat in bed.
How do you bring... That's my metric for good food.
Andrew eats this on a waterbed. While someone's jumping on the outside.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to eat my cobbler here.
All right, so we've determined that no one really knows what a cobbler is. Even Wikipedia
didn't. Yes, we did determine what it is.
It's a
everybody except for you.
We defined it.
So how do you have a Quest Bar cobbler?
Because it's cobbler flavor.
It's more of a flavor.
Okay.
Right? Like, so there's an apple pie Quest Bar, right? Is it pie? Ugh. Is it pie? No. It's a flavor.
It's a bar. It has the word bar after it, so it's a simulation of the original product.
Okay.
It's like lemon LaCroix. It doesn't literally have lemon in it.
How do you have a lime beverage? It's not a lime.
Oh, good point. All right. I like
How
that.
Do you it's have whiskey thing. Beverage?
You explained it.
It doesn't
Next.
Have whiskey. Oh, wait.
What is a chutney?
It's like a jam.
We had this discussion on the show.
Like
sure.
We've had it chutney. Several times. We're done with chutneys.
Because I totally forgot what chutney was. And then it's a jam. And I feel like this exact conversation.
Chutney is offensive to the Indian people.
That's like, what's the difference between jelly and jam?
They're both gross.
Can't jam a dick in her ass.
There's no jelly. Difference. They're both gross.
Oh, you can't jelly dick. Yeah,
nice work, you.
Fuck.
Anyway, it's one of the chat just said afterwards you take a dumpling. Just reading that made me laugh. I don't even know what it was in relation to.
Nice.
Anyway.
Should we wrap it up?
No, I got something else that's really significant.
Wrap
Sorry.
It up for the PCL?
For once, I want someone to take a dumpling on my chest.
Okay.
This PCL, we're going to do emails, right?
Yeah, we're going to do emails in a PCL after
the
show.
Angry. Oh, boy.
The emails.
Before you get angry, I need you to be helpful and constructive and explain something that happens to me that I'm very confused about.
Okay.
What is a dumpling?
And then get angry.
It has nothing to do with anything except for food. No. I know I've railed on it before. I know Nick certainly has. If the topic comes up in front of Nick, I immediately know what he's thinking. Or he would accuse me of putting thoughts in his head, but I'm right. Okay. Dreams.
Oh.
No one gives a fuck about your dream.
True.
First off, I want to establish that. Dale, no one cares about your dreams. Please don't ever talk about your dreams on the show again.
I want to find out where my dreams are going and catch up with them later.
But... I do want to talk about a dream I had, because I really talk about dreams.
Okay.
And if I do, it's just very quick, something like that.
Right, because nobody cares.
Right, nobody cares, and I rarely have significant dreams. And I've heard about so many fucking dreams about people fighting off this monster and jumping from this building to that building, and they become fucking Spider-Man in their dream.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. That has no bearing on life. Nothing happening in your life cause that dream to occur that's significant and has no significance. I don't believe that dreams have significance. I don't believe...
No, it's basically your brain is taking all the information of the day or what you're thinking about and just goes... Bleh!
But some people, and you might be one of them...
A dream helped me make a decision once.
See? Wow. He's one of them. Some people... think that, oh, well, if you see a jackal in your dream and that jackal has orange eyes, first off, no one knows what the fuck a jackal is.
No.
But if you see one in your dream and it has orange eyes, that means that someone close to you in your family is going to take money from
you. Is it an N-word jackal?
But.
It's a Jewish jackal.
If you see a white Pegasus floating in the sunset, that means that you've made the right decision with whatever partner you've chosen. I fucking hate all that shit.
Yeah, those people
are a bunch of garbage.
Those people suck.
Right? That's astrology.
Do you believe in any of that? Like, if you see a certain thing in your dream, it means something?
Because...
Explain.
Because
prove
it,
me wrong
it could be it can be a kind of archetype for a feeling.
Sure, but I think that is more
and
so...
And your dream is relating it to... Your brain in that state is relating it to something that has similar types of qualities.
Right. However, I don't think specific creatures or I don't think you can get that specific. I think you could say, oh, yeah, if you dreamed that you were just sitting on a train reading a book and had a really boring dream, it means that your life is too boring. Or it means that your life is exciting enough that your dreams don't need to fill in the gaps. I can understand where something generic, like a feeling of a dream or a theme of a dream or the action level of a dream could reflect something in your life. Or your thoughts. I could see that. I could also see how watching something before bed could have an effect on your dream, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I do believe that there is a tie-in between conscious thoughts and unconscious thoughts, or subconscious thoughts, or whatever we call a dream. But I don't think it gets so specific that we can say, this kind of animal signifies this, and this signifies that. And my fucking, what's the thing from Harry Potter?
Wand?
Muggle.
Wizard?
Fuck. What's the thing from Harry Potter?
Oh, God.
I'm Emma Watson.
Air. People.
Patronus. My Patronus.
What?
Like,
none of us are faggots. Yes. We don't know what a Patronus is.
It's a Mexican drink.
It's offensive. No. Hey, just add lime.
Patronus is like your spirit animal. Like, I don't believe any of that shit correlates. It's not that direct. It's not that cut and dry. You can't write a book and just have a big glossary of things you might see in a dream. Here's what they mean. So base your decisions on my stupid book, you fucking faggot. No. That's all bullshit. So I'm sorry if this counters anything that you believe, but I think there's some truth to it, but most of it is garbage.
It was a push that I needed to make a tough move in my life once.
I feel like dreams are, if you interpret it as a stepping off point to help you move on, then what harm is it?
Well, no, because I looked up the dream was so vivid that and so terrifying that I woke up in a cold sweat and I said, I have to see what that meant. And I went to go, it was like really one of the most, it was an incredibly powerful moment in my life where I was really not making a good choice about what I was doing and I knew it. And I looked up what the dream meant and like the way that I had it, it was like a building, right? And it said, if the situation, I don't want to go into too much detail because it's like a personal thing, but if you're at the top of a building, it means you're in control and you're using your head. If you're at the bottom of a building, it basically means you're thinking like with your dick, right?
Ew.
Or your baser sort of primal
instincts.
The base
of your dick.
Right.
Yeah. Shooting from the hip.
Your more primal instincts, right? You're not being rational about this situation.
The channel mind, they call it.
And I remember being at the top of the building and this entire like city, like a completely unreal city of like glass skyscrapers,
okay,
just started to collapse.
Oh,
and I was on the top of this building, and
Japan.
I said, "Wow, this really looks terrible. This is bad." But then suddenly, I was at the bottom of the building, and it collapsed. And I remember I went outside, and I saw people like just torn to shreds, like coming out of the building. It was very 9/11-y. And then I went back into the lobby of this giant glass building that I was in, and it collapsed on me, and I woke up. So I looked up, what does it mean to be at a bottom of a building? What does it mean to be at the top of a building? What does it mean when buildings collapse? What does it mean to be at the bottom of a building? And what I had in front of me was the situation that I was in.
Okay. Interesting.
So, I mean, it was something that I was really, like, working to get out, to change in my life anyway. But, I said, okay.
But do you think it's...
fuck this.
It's like astrology where they just write a bunch of vague stuff that you can attribute.
Well, no, it's all vague. I mean, it's
yeah, astrology is vague, but it's also a baseline. Like, I don't believe in any of that bullshit. But when you have someone that's, like, searching for answers and you give them a baseline... they're going to build their own ideals off of that baseline.
Right.
Okay.
I think that I'm not saying this didn't help you. Two thoughts. First off, I think we can just agree that everyone's entitled to their opinion. Moving on. No. I think I'm not saying that this didn't help you, but I don't think someone can prescribe that much detail to these things.
It wasn't a lot of detail.
Okay.
If you have a dream about a building.
But why couldn't that building be replaced with, if you're sitting on top of a tree versus the bottom of a tree?
Because a building is something that I'm being a little gratuitous here, I think, but a building is something that you build. It's built like you're like who you are, right?
A tree would be something someone else built.
It said, well, it's like if a building collapses, it means you're pursuing the wrong. You need to change your plan, right? Let's go on to the next thing. I don't want to go into too much detail about this, but it was just a really powerful experience. It was the only time in my life it ever happened, and it wasn't that long ago. But it was. It's not something like I'm not relying on dreams to make decisions. So I don't.
Okay,
know
well, I'm glad to hear that
story.
Instead, let's analyze my dream.
Okay.
That I just had, because this is probably the most powerful dream I've ever had, possibly.
Great. I love it. Let's do it.
So let me set it up by saying I never had a wet dream. Still to this day, I've never had a wet dream. This was not a wet dream.
Until.
I wish it was that easy. Just never happened for me. Kind of a bummer. Wish it had happened. I will have sexualized dreams from time to time, but they never end wet. Right?
Congrats.
I don't know.
Or something.
Romance explosion.
So I watch a whole lot less TV than I used to. So I think
really?
The TV... Yeah.
Oh.
What do you mean, really?
I still feel like you watch plenty of TV.
No, I pretty much just put something on before bed.
Yeah.
And that's it. Occasionally, I'll sit down with you and watch something.
Yeah.
Lately, we watch a lot of hockey.
That's true. It's not really TV.
Yeah.
It's on the TV.
But it's not like a TV show, I guess. I don't know. Anywho, moving on. Not
so,
on TV.
For a few months, I watched nothing but The Office.
Okay.
Right? So my world was filled with The Office, and that was pretty much all I wanted to watch, and so on and so forth, just because it was just kind of like mindless entertainment, and it was good. It's all good. There's nothing wrong with it. It's not going to piss me off. I don't need to pay attention too much. And I would just slowly watch from start to finish. So I finished The Office and moved on to Parks and Rec. And I'd already seen most of Parks and Rec in the past, so it's kind of recapping. But anyway, I've been watching nothing but Parks and Rec, and I had a dream a couple nights ago that somehow I got into a situation where April Ludgate and I were hanging out together.
Okay. Mm.
And the next thing I know, I'm in bed with April Ludgate.
Aubrey Plaza.
Yeah. And she's fairly attractive. She's not super attractive. It's not like I have this.
No, she's realistic hot.
Is she the miserable one?
Yeah, yes, the miserable one.
Miserable,
yeah.
Stares at the camera a lot.
She's attractive, but like I find Anne on the show more attractive, for example. So why wouldn't I have a dream about Anne?
Anne Perkins.
Yeah. I don't know.
Daughter of one of the music.
Quincy Jones.
Yeah.
Anyway. So April Ludgate and I are in bed, and I'm thinking, oh, this is a nice situation. I mean, it could be better. And I remember even thinking in my head, like in my dream, this could be better. But anyway, that's going on, and that's continuing. And you know how sometimes dreams can feel super, super real?
Oh, yeah.
This was one of those. However, I thought, why is no one else from the show here? Like an Ann Perkins. Next thing you know, Andy Dwyer walks in. Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
Chris Pratt, who I'm sitting there watching Parks and Rec night after night, looking at Chris Pratt and going, wow, he really got in shape for those Jurassic Park movies and stuff.
I was thinking, is this Jurassic Park Chris Pratt or is this Parks and Rec Chris Pratt?
Right, because Parks and Rec Chris Pratt,
he's chubby.
Yeah, he's a bit of a dope and chubby and you
he's
know,
you.
Not an action star. But Jurassic Park or what's the superhero one?
Oh yeah,
Star Lord,
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Chris Pratt. He's in really good shape.
Say Star Wars.
So I've been taking note of that. I've also been noticing men's bodies a lot lately.
Oh yeah,
because we go to the gym a lot.
Yeah. You turn kind of gay whenever you do that.
Right. You go to the gym. You look at these men. You go, look how big that guy is. Holy shit, he's rowing 120-pound dumbbell. Jesus Christ,
that guy definitely skips leg day.
Look
what a fag.
The butt on that. Right. So I start noticing these things. Like a few days ago, Puke and I were at the gym, and I saw these two black guys working out.
Hot black guys.
And I thought, oh, yeah. Holy shit, look at the definition of that guy's arm.
Dude had shoulders like bowling balls.
Oh. Like, but the guy wasn't that big. He was a tiny little guy, but right. super defined. And I thought, well, my arm number and his arm number have got to be the same. I credit that arm number thing to Puke. But our arm numbers are the same, but his looks way better than mine.
Is that a play on celebrity dick number?
It's yeah. a play on
That's
dick.
Awesome.
So...
But, I mean, side note, that's why guys get super weird tan for bodybuilding shows.
Being black helps. Yeah. Like, it makes you look,
yeah.
It, like, the,
really?
Your shadows are deeper, so you look more.
So I'm always like, he's just black.
Reverse Michael Jackson.
So, because if you're really white, you're just kind of like a light bulb. It's hard to see your definition.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
really?
The darker you get, the
I always
more...
wondered why they tan the fuck out of themselves.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can look at guys that, like, do shows, like, they're super fucking tan.
So
weird. Okay.
Anyway, side note. Huh.
I've been noticing men's bodies, which might explain why Chris
Congrats.
Pratt walked in.
That's a great sound drop, by the way.
And so I'm in the bed with Aubrey Plaza. Chris Pratt walks in, and he thinks, oh, good job, Aubrey. You set this up. Now I can join in. And...
Still sounds like a dream to me.
So we've agreed that Aubrey Pratt Plaza, good looking, not super hot.
Attractive, yes.
Chris Pratt fucking got his shit together for those movies, and he's a good looking man, right?
Correct.
So, objectively, he is a better looking human being than Aubrey Plaza.
Also,
so, sure, okay.
These thoughts go through Dream Andrew's mind.
Right.
Oh, Chris Pratt's a better looking human being than Aubrey Plaza. And he's not Parks and Rec Chris Pratt in the dream. He is Guardians of the Galaxy Chris Pratt.
Depends on what you're saying is better looking. Aubrey Plaza's sexually more sexually arousing than Chris Pratt.
Sure, but in my dream, I think, well, we're about to do a three. This is not how I planned a three would ever go down for Andrew, but I don't want to be rude.
Is that gay?
I guess I'll be open to it.
What was his alias in Parks and Rec?
Burt Macklin.
Andrew is Burt Macklin.
So he joins in, and I really want to know what this means, because... It was one of those dreams that felt super real, right? So he joins in, and all of a sudden, Aubrey Plaza and I are laying there, and Chris Pratt is focused on me, and he starts stroking
That's
me.
Gay. You're getting a hand job from Chris Pratt.
I am getting a hand job from Chris Pratt, and looking at his relatively attractive penis.
How so?
He's stroking me, and I'm noticing, oh, he's enjoying this. Yeah.
He's getting a boner.
Yes, he's got a boner.
Okay.
Can we change the episode name to Andrew Gets a Ham Job from Chris Pratt?
Chris Pratt's reasonably attractive boner. And first off, I think, oh, we have similar penises. Okay. I like that. I'm glad that his is similar to mine. It's not frightening in any way. You know, and it's not.
We'll have to take your word for it. Sure.
Right. So that's happening, and I'm thinking, okay, am I into this after 31 years? Is it possible that I'm gay or that I'm bi?
No.
And I'm trying to figure this out in Dream Andrew's trying to figure this out.
Yeah,
like, holy shit, this is a big deal. Chris Pratt is stroking me off, and I'm like, well, if I close my eyes and think about it, I guess it feels good. But then I open my eyes and I look at him and I think, yeah, he's an attractive guy, but this isn't working for me. Like,
right, yeah.
It's not gay if it's in a three-way.
No boner.
But he was real excited about it, and I didn't want to let him down. Did I get dream raped? First off. Second off, why am I dreaming about Chris Pratt stroking me off when Aubrey Plaza's right there? And I thought, holy shit. Like, I woke up thinking, am I gay? Am I bi now? Like, what does this mean? And I thought, no, because I wasn't into it, and I couldn't get into it. Even Dream Andrew, which could sit there and logically think this is an attractive man. What does this mean?
Now, he had the same dick as you.
Yeah.
Was it exactly the same?
No, no, no. It was pretty similar, though.
You got that Chris Pratt dick.
Like, I wasn't projecting my dick onto him. It was just, that was the, it was a dick I saw. I don't know. It was just what I expected to see on him.
It wasn't shadow puppet dick.
Wait a minute. It was a dick you saw?
No, no, no. Sorry. It was the dick that I saw in the dream. It wasn't mine specifically. It just wasn't too different from mine.
How was it different? How was it different?
There's two extra gorgeous veins.
This is the connection.
Okay.
This is it.
It was different in that two people who fit the same description will obviously look different from one another, even though they might be the same size, height, weight, hair color, eye color, you know, facial structure, like nose is in the nose position, eyes are in the eye position.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We can describe each of them with the exact same description, yet they're clearly two different people.
Okay. Okay. but it's just interesting that you said it was like your dick and he's stroking it. He and he's in great shape.
Mm-hmm.
He is future you.
Oh.
That is you stroking, that is you beating off in the future and looking at yourself in satisfaction.
So I'm going
to So he's
my future is me beating off next to Aubrey Plaza.
No, that is you.
Yes. You beating off another guy next to Aubrey Plaza.
Aubrey Plaza is just the vehicle to get Chris Pratt into the dream. Right? Because they're married on that show. Right? They're a couple on that show.
Yeah, they're married on the show.
Okay, so she's just, you know, set up.
A decoy.
But I even thought...
She's a MacGuffin.
But I thought in my dream head, I'm like, why are you even with Aubrey Plaza? She's not your real wife. Your real wife, who you're no longer together, and I don't even know why I know this, was the funny girl from Scary Movie.
Yeah.
Anna Faris.
You're making changes in your life. You say, who am I in the future? Who do I admire now?
Dudes.
Your brain... just makes Chris Pratt from, you know, the places where he's more in shape appear as an attractive man.
Well, and it makes sense because I'm watching so much Parks and Rec. And I fell asleep to Parks and Rec. He's in that show prominently.
Uh-huh. Sounds
like Jerks and Rec.
You say, that's future me.
Jerking off future me.
Yeah. That's it.
I like it. I can see that.
I'm down.
So I'm not bi?
No.
Sounds like you're a little bi-curious.
No, I was trying to be open to it. I thought, well, maybe this is the only way I get to have sex with Aubrey Plaza is through Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
No.
And then
you got
to
be Chris.
He comes to pay attention to both of us.
How does that sex make
and
work?
And he's paying attention to both of us. Yet then he focuses more on me. And now I feel bad for Aubrey Plaza. And I feel bad for Chris Pratt because he's really into it. And so, I'm getting less into it.
So current you is disappointed in current you. And future you wants to be Chris Pratt so you can satisfy someone like Aubrey Plaza.
And... Andrew?
Andrew now wants to be Chris Pratt to satisfy someone like Aubrey Plaza.
Okay, but I don't think Aubrey Plaza is that great.
It's in the you context have your of
opinion.
The
sh- Everyone's entitled Aubrey to their
Plaza
own opinion.
Is, you think Chris Pratt is there to help you get with Aubrey Plaza?
No, no, no. I saw Chris Pratt as a potentially necessary hurdle to get with Aubrey Plaza.
Right. Aubrey Plaza
is
the hurdle to get beat off by Chris Pratt. Who is you?
Okay, so relate that to real life. I need to go and stalk Aubrey Plaza.
Don't be too literal. Don't be too literal. What your brain is telling you is you're doing the right things.
Is that carb filled yogurt?
Someday the man beating this dick is going to be that guy. A guy you admire is going to beat this dick.
I don't know if I want to.
But who's he looking at? Who is he looking at while he's beating this dick?
Yeah.
You. That's
current
past you.
You
in the mirror, right? It's you in the mirror satisfied with yourself.
Technically, you jerked off yourself.
He had your dick.
Right. Even more you're Christian confused. Bale in an American Psycho when he's fucking the hooker and he's looking at himself. You're like, oh, I'm hot.
I don't want to be that guy.
Oh, okay. Cillian Ray.
All right, well, I like your positive outlook on it, Brett, but I don't know if I buy it. And I don't know if I'm more confused now or if I have more clarity. I feel more confused. But that was a fucking crazy dream.
Yeah, sometimes they're crazy. I had a dream once I was eating glass.
Current you got jerked up by future you. And
that
dream.
But
Now, at this point, one of us has to say the name of the show, but I don't know what it should be yet. Should have hand job in it.
Yeah.
Hand job of the future. Hand job to the future. Hand job to the future.
Andrew gets jerked off by Nigger Panther.
Chris. Whoa, jeez. Oh, God.
Chris Pratt's nice dick.
No. Too direct,
but
right?
Think about all the Chris Pratt dick searches that'll land on our page.
Yeah, but they'll bounce because they're actually looking for Chris Pratt's dick.
They're like, oh, hey, well, yeah, I was looking for a dick, but I'll do a two-hour podcast.
You can
do
it. I might.
You can do eggs out of Chris Pratt's dick.
Hand job to the future.
All right. All right. I can go with that.
Chris Pratt's eggs are not dairy.
I figured that dream was worth talking about. Like, normally I would say a dream.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
And most dreams I have, I don't talk about, obviously.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They're not even worth remembering. But this one, I woke up, I'm like, holy shit.
You're like, oh, God,
I'm gay. Did you wake up erect?
The best thing is that for 2 hours, people are going to be listening to this going, why the fuck is this episode called Hand Job to the Future?
Boner.
And then at the end, bam. It's like... It's like The Usual Suspects. It's like, no, this guy, verbal Kaiser Soze. Holy shit. Oh, sorry. Sorry, everyone who hasn't seen it. Sorry.
It's like 10 years old. You're good.
It's 20. It's more than 20, 10 years old, yeah. 21 years old, that movie.
Like?
Thank you so much for listening to episode 326 of Puke and the Gang. You can find Brett at SchoolSucksProject.com and Larry.
Hi. Oh, shit. I forgot to discuss one other topic. I didn't look at the show notes in a while. Whatever. After show.
Yeah, absolutely. Sign up by going to patreon.com/pukeinthegang or clicking the links on pukeinthegang.com, and sooner or later we're going to get pukeinthegang.com/VIP to redirect there as well, so maybe that'll be easier for you to remember. But please help out the show by helping out yourself. No, wait. I don't know how that works. But anyway, please sign up via Patreon. Brett, got anything for us?
Almost.
Okay.
Continuation of the song.
Just need the part to come in. I ain't saying she's a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. I ain't saying she's a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Because it's Kanye week, you know? Very much Kanye kind of week.
Yeah, absolutely. It's in the news.
Andrew has come.
She walk around looking like Mike Colt with your money.
He's still doing it.
Right on!
I don't know what Kanye week is.
Oh, you don't know about Kanye week? We're about to get into it.
Oh, Jesus.
May the 4th be with you.
Oh, fuck you.
Ah, fucking nerd.
Bye.
You know what's worse than May the 4th be with you? The people who post things on Facebook attacking, pre-attacking the May the 4th be with you people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, okay, we get it. You understand internet jokes. You're a fucking nerd. Live a life outside of the internet, you fucking douche.
That being said, find us on the internet.
PukeInTheGang.com, rock out.
I got Jim Beam in the garage if you want.
Yeah, drink Andrew's shit.
This thing died. Fuck. I need a USB plug.
How have I struggled so hard? Special.
I don't know. I think you do it on, like, subconsciously in your brain. You're just like, I don't want to think. Oh, I don't remember.
You overthink about not thinking.
Something.
That sounds like a... Remember the band None More Black that always had all the Seinfeld
quotes
for lyric or for song names?
Blackmore Man?
Overthinking or underthinking sounds like a None More Black song or a NoFX song. Right cam should be a pixel higher.
Oh, who said that?
What the fuck is a BLR episode, Dale?
Bacon, lettuce, and meat? Or bacon, lettuce?
Black Lives Remember.
And rhubarb.
Brett, Larry are B and an L.
What?
Brett, Larry, you're retard?
I'm retard. That's right.
Who's looks like coach? We got a good lively group for the show.
Oh, bad lip reading.
Oh.
I went on an expedition once, and there were Aborigines. We shot them. We didn't know any better then. Oh, the remorse. I was 70.
Gil, your phone is ringing.
Hello? Who is that?
Sorry.
I can't believe you've got all these drops.
I hear voices.
I can't believe the issue I had with the mixer.
You forgot.
Why would they sell a mixer with all the mute buttons engaged?
How about an intro?
We do
an update from out of town guy, new guy, but we do it at the end of the show.
New out of town guy?
Yeah, new guy.
New guy who's out of town.
Oh, new guy, yeah.
Right, because we kind of left that. You shocked him, and then it ended.
It doesn't have to be done now. We can do it at the end of the show, because I'm certainly not going to forget about this one.
Fuck yeah!
It sounds like we're doing it now.
No, because I don't have anything to say yet. I need...
He needs time to think.
I need ideas.
There's going to be a new sticker instead of save the manual, save the sedan.
save the coupe.
Yeah. Coupe Lives Matter.
That was the best song you ever did. By far.
That was great. Wow. Do I got a piss.
Me too.
I want to hear that back right now.
That was the best song you've ever done. Shit, we weren't recording.